Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Are live, my friends, live, the 13th day of May 2010. It is Thursday. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours, and the quickening is upon us. The information coming out, the world developments that are unfolding on a daily basis are just incredible. It was Lenin, the evil genius, that said that there are times in history when more happens in a week than happens in a year. When more happens in a year than happened in 100 years. And that is what is happening right now. So much is going on. Look at this headline. Gates Foundation researches nanoparticle vaccines triggered by sweat. This is from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Why is that a top story? Well, I'm going to cover it later. Because governments and corporations are moving, no doubt already testing, vaccines engineered into pharmacological food, crops like rice and corn and maize and wheat, alfalfa, soybeans, engineering mosquitoes to deliver vaccines, vaccines that can actually go in and engage in nanotech-level viral brain damage. It's being promoted as if it's good. You're going to feel much better soon. You're not going to have any more pesky thoughts anymore. You'll learn to serve the government. We're approaching the point where they won't even have to forcibly inoculate you. You will just simply suddenly be a mind-numbed zombie. And I'm telling you, that's the next phase. They are going to move with it. Yeah, it's science fiction. It's 2010, boys and girls. It's real. This is what we're facing as a society. Obviously, I'm going to go over Kagan, anti-gun, anti-free speech. I actually went to the University of Chicago Law Review. I didn't just believe the hundreds of quotes from her papers that I saw on CNS News, AP, Bloomberg, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. I actually went and did control-F searches on the university papers and government papers themselves. I don't have to read her, how many pages is this? I don't have to read her 400-page University of Chicago Law Review paper, or another University of Chicago Law Review paper, 125 pages long. I can just go in and control F the quotes that are out there and check them for myself, and lo and behold, they're there and more. She wants your guns. She wants your private property. She believes that there should be no free speech. The government decides what you can and can't say preemptively, on record. And that's why there's just endless fawning in the media. It doesn't matter if she's never been a judge. It doesn't matter if she doesn't have any judicial experience. She's a thug. She's a Goldman Sachs employee. She's a Larry Summers protege. She's a Cass Sunstein apprentice. She's anti-America, she's anti-liberty, she's anti-freedom, she is in. And even Tea Party leaders are saying they're for her on mainstream news, and we've got to have her. Man, she's great. And of course, Justice Stevens is leaving. Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the next few months is reportedly going to announce she's leaving as soon as they get Kagan in. And so we'll probably have some other woman or man who is a total globalist and openly anti-freedom, just the entire Bill of Rights. Maybe to be a Supreme Court justice, you've got to burn the American flag and Bill of Rights and dance around on its ashes. I mean, if you do that, that's it. You're galactic ruler. I mean, it's automatic. How long did we tell you about the bank's plan to implode the global economy and that gold would explode in prices? That's all happening. We'll go over the latest developments there. And see, I told you so. This is going to be big breaking news. Big. This is big. What I'm going to cover when we come back is huge. And it just got posted at Infowars.com 60 seconds ago. It just went live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't...
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends, Thursday, the 13th day of May 2010. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv today, simulcasting the radio show in living video color into the second, third, and fourth hour. We're going to go into the global financial meltdown by design, the latest developments, the takeover of the Supreme Court by people who are 100% publicly against the Bill of Rights, just outrageous treason going on that front. L.A. votes in favor of Arizona boycott. It just goes on and on and on. I have talked to a Hollywood insider. I have also talked to two members of Robert Rodriguez's crew who were Hispanic, with his new film Machete coming out September 3rd of this year in about 4 months. And I have received the script, the latest script used in the film. And I have confirmed with the Hollywood insider who has seen the film that it is worse than what I even said last week. No wonder Hispanic members of Robert Rodriguez's crew contacted us. No wonder they're upset. I have the script. Now, the Hollywood Insider obviously will not show us the film, isn't going to send us the film. He was allowed to see it at a L.A. internal screening for insiders, but he confirmed it. But it doesn't matter. I have the script. I have the entire script, and this is not a spoiler alert because we're not here talking about entertainment. We're talking about race war. Leaked machete script confirms race war plot. That is the Infowars.com Alex Jones, Aaron Dykes article that just went live about 10 minutes ago at Infowars.com with a new 10-minute video that Aaron has spent 2 days painstakingly putting together. We shot this Tuesday night, and he worked on it yesterday and this morning, and it is done with all the documentation and close-ups of the highlighted areas of the script for mainstream media and others like Raw Story that have been making fun of me. Raw Story said in the first line that it basically isn't even a real movie, that I'm just making it all up. And they said, oh, we can't find the trailer. Fox has pulled it. And they did pull it. Why do you think Fox pulled it last Friday before I'd even covered it? I didn't cover it till Sunday. Because Fox is funding it, the film Machete, and they put out a special trailer, the official trailer, saying this is a message for Arizona. And it is just unspeakable. It is so far beyond what I could even imagine. The trailer is nothing compared to the script. And again, my office has talked to a well-known Hollywood insider who obviously cannot come on the show because of repercussions they would face. And they say it is worse than what I've even said. Well, you know, I got that news this morning. I had discovered the error of my ways when we got the script Tuesday morning. And by the showtime, I hadn't had time to read the whole thing. I read it Tuesday evening and shot the video that is now up on Infowars.com. So I apologize to everyone. It's far worse than I thought, far worse than I had said. And after I go over all of this in the next hour, I'm going to open the phones up again for about 45 minutes just for Hispanic Americans to get their take on this, because I did this last Sunday when all we had was the trailer. And every caller agreed with me and was concerned, the Hispanic callers, and understood what's going on and said that they're intimidated and shouted down and called porchos constantly by the massive Mexican population that's poured in from Mexico if they wear American flag shirts, if they have an American flag on their car, if they have an American flag flying outside their business or home. They are told, you are traitors, this is Mexico, we are going to get the gringos, we are communist, this is a revolution. And this has been going on behind the scenes for decades. The CIA, the Ford Foundation, big money are funding it all so that we can be played off against each other. And Robert Rodriguez, who knows if Robert Rodriguez will even release the film he has basically finished? Because Fox is now having a chance to see it. Hollywood insiders are really scared of this because let me tell you something. There's already racial attacks against gringos going on all over the place. Police being killed, attacks on police, people being raped and killed, ranchers having their homes burned down. They're being murdered. It's in the news every day. It's in the news today. Mexico has fully collapsed. Over a year ago, we had a Texas senator on who confirmed that martial law had secretly been declared by the federal government on the Texas and Arizona border. This is an emergency situation. And this film goes far beyond race war. I will just tell you now, it forms a religious cult. I have studied the sociology and anthropology of Mesoamerica. It makes Machete a saint. They pray to him. All whites who want to control the border in the film are murderers. They crucify Catholic priests. They desecrate Catholic churches. They attempt to murder Hispanic children. They murder Hispanics en masse, which again is a false flag. It's a false claim. It's not true. But don't worry. A mestizo Chicano uprising slaughters them, and there is a new church transformed. Machete is now the Christ, and he brings murder and death to the gringo. I mean, it is pure CIA brainwashing, 110%. This is an invocation to complete and total race war. In fact, you guys gave me this Sunday, and I can't find it in my stack. Go to Troublemaker Studios. That's Rodriguez's studio, IMDb. Give me all their numbers. Give me that, because next hour I'm going to give his phone numbers out for citizens that are concerned about this information. We are going to cover this. It is, again, people say, well, it's just a movie, Alex. Yeah, a movie that mirrors things that are really going on, and that basically it's like Birth of a Nation, which made the Ku Klux Klan go from maybe 20,000, maybe 100,000, no one's sure, to 2 to 3 million. Historians aren't quite sure, but they know of it several million. It shows blacks engaging in massacres of whites, blacks raping whites. It strawmans them. It sets them up. And the Klan went from very small numbers to being one of the biggest political movements in the United States. And they engaged in all sorts of persecution and abuse and massacres of black Americans. And let me tell you something. You know, I took some film school. Aaron Dykes has a degree in it from UT. He's the one that pointed out it's like this script is Birth of a Nation. It is Birth of a Nation. It is the birth of a mestizo, race-based, race war religion. I mean, this thing is targeting immigrants. Gang members are the heroes in it, murdering the white devils. And it's the Mexican gangs that are obsessed with Santeria and all the rest of it. It is pure and total unmitigated mind control. And I'm asking everyone to go to Infowars.com. That's where it's posted. It's not even on PrisonPlanet.com yet. And get leaked machete script confirms race war plot. A script leaked from the upcoming Robert Rodriguez Machete confirms fears that the film seeks to build up a racial cult figure who kills for the cause of illegal immigrants. They plan to make it a whole, you know, chain of films. Alex Jones first put out a video warning of the potential of Machete to kickstart race war after he was warned by two Hispanic members of Robert Rodriguez's production crew about its offensive message. Last week, an internet-hyped illegal trailer for the film revealed many politicized aspects added to the already violence-laced film premise of the pissed-off Mexican, quote, who wipes out his American enemies with a machete and a mob. The 70s exploitation style film was first spoofed in Rodriguez and Tarantino's Grindhouse before it was fully developed as a feature. It is, however, no longer a joke. Now that the production for Machete is wrapping up in Austin, it is clear that its racially driven plot plays upon the stereotypes, pejorative across cultural terms, and exacerbated divisions between immigrants and white people particularly. The film is dangerous because it glorifies Machete as a hero, invoking his fictional racial struggle alongside clear parallels to current events and headlines ripped from topical news. We have already seen episodes of violent attacks, declarations of violent intent at protests such as Arizona and Santa Cruz, California, and demonstrable anger over attempts at regulations such as Arizona's recent controversial legislation. Further, the script seeks to build a cult icon of Machete, a character who Rodriguez plans to expand into sequel enterprises. By the end, the vicious revenge killer, because again, the whites are murdering priests, murdering children, murdering everyone. They all deserve it. Remember that. And don't worry, any Mexicans that are pro-America, they get killed too. By the end, the vicious revenge killer is cast in the holy light of a martyr. But he doesn't die. His likeness is placed on religious candles, as the Virgin Mary or Jesus Christ would be. We have links to the script references. Vulnerable illegal immigrants seeking to evade crude militiamen characters as they cross the border pray to Machete for protection in hopes that they will wipe out their enemies. And Machete comes like Christ out of the sky. I mean, it is just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt that Robert Rodriguez is a absolute racist who hates white people with every facet of his soul. He is a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan member, and he is forming a Birth of the Nation movement.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
A private global banking cartel is criminally destroying every nation's sovereignty through economic warfare. The United Nations, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, hundreds of mainstream news articles reporting, oh, new vaccines will cure you of drug addiction. Live viruses go in and eat, attack certain ganglia, certain nerve clusters in certain areas of the brain so that you can never be addicted again. Yes, those same receptors are meant to pick up your natural endorphins. That's the type of news we have here. Meanwhile, we've got to deal with Robert Rodriguez making a Birth of the Nation Chicano film. We're going to make sure he goes down in history for this as someone who invoked race war in this country if they release the film the way they have produced it. And again, some people get confused in the YouTube video we posted and others and say, don't call for censorship, it's his freedom. No. First Amendment doesn't mean that I agree with everything. John Yoo at the Bush White House says we're allowed to torture children in front of their parents, and then I come out and say that's illegal and unlawful and wrong. It's my First Amendment to criticize it. It's my First Amendment to criticize machete. It's my free speech. It's my free speech to criticize Robert Rodriguez. It's my free speech. I'm not calling for this film to be pulled. Fox was pulling it by Friday, pulling the trailer, because they understand it shows a bunch of racial violence with white people saying racist, provocative things about Hispanics, actors, and then saying this is a message to Arizona with images of illegal aliens with sniper rifles trying to shoot politicians. What do you expect? But they're going to release the film, I believe, the way it is currently presented. And that's fine. I've got my free speech to criticize it. You understand that? Free speech doesn't mean you agree with everything. Free speech means you have free speech. And that's what I'm going to have coming up in the next hour when I break this down. Leaked machete script confirms race war plot. So mainstream media, film reviewers have seen it. And they're like, oh, it's so cute. It's so wonderful. It's such a good film. And it's right out of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Because it's not just Minutemen they demonize, who've never hurt anybody. The media has tried to lie about that in setups. Anyone who's pro-Second Amendment, anyone who's in a militia, wants to murder and does murder Hispanics and deserves to die. Just total government demonization of our Second Amendment, of our militia. That, by the way, is filled with Hispanics, black folks, Asians, you name it. And the feds have always been caught creating radical militias that say racist things to demonize militias. It's all theater, just like this film is theater. And I would up this from a 90% chance to a 95% chance, talking to the Hollywood Insider. And Rob Dews separately talked to another Hollywood Insider that wants to talk to me. He's been by the office before, so I guess that's two Hollywood Insiders. They're saying it's worse than what I said last week. Now I know that. I have the script. But that they've seen the film and that it's a virtual certainty because this shows gang members as heroes murdering gringos. And there will be violence, and I guess that's what Robert Rodriguez wants. I guess that's what he's into. Now, he's an American citizen. He's from Austin, Texas. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, I live here in Austin. I've never tried to be in movies. I've been contacted. I've been put in Waking Life and Scanner Darkly. I've gotten to work with Woody Harrelson and also the current star of Iron Man, Downey. I've got to work with Winona Ryder. I've gotten to work with Keanu Reeves. I've gotten to work with so many great people, and this is a close-knit Hollywood community here in Austin. I mean, I've met Robert Rodriguez. I've run into and met Quentin Tarantino, and I don't go to castings. I don't try to get roles. But at the same time, coming out against Robert Rodriguez closes a lot of doors here in Austin, Texas. I don't care, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a sellout. I'm not somebody that gauges what I say and what I do off of how it's going to affect me. If that was the case, I wouldn't have exposed 9/11 months and months before it happened and on the day. And lost 2/3 of my stations. We've gained them back. I wouldn't have come out and exposed everything that we've done here. We just tell the truth. That's it. Let the chips fall where they may. Trust in God. But speaking of God, I wasn't even sure how I was going to cover this when I first saw the trailer. It was kind of on the back burner. Then I got contacted by Hispanics working on it who were upset because they know this is also meant to demonize Hispanics, not just gringos.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here live. Thank you for joining us today. The good news is populations worldwide are waking up to the true government, the illegitimate shadow banking cartel that's not so shadow anymore. And these are the type of headlines I have. Bankers jailed, sued as Iceland seeks culprits for crisis. AFP, Agency French Press. Here's another one. France 24. Greek demonstrators say plutocracy should pay for the crisis. That means the banking elite, the interlocking group of criminals. Protesters rushed the government facilities in Ireland over the weekend. This is all over foreign news, but almost a complete blackout here in the United States. Then we have articles like this. In job market shifts, some workers are left behind. Jobs are never coming back. New York Times. Remember the head of the IMF 2 weeks ago, now almost 3 weeks ago, saying, hey, the good times are over for rich nations. It's over. And we all hear about austerity. Oh, they're going to cut spending and raise taxes. Yeah, cut certain spending and rotate it over to interest on the debt to bankers that isn't owed. It's a fraud. But like cancer, they're tied into everybody's 401ks and stocks, and that's why they think they've got the ace in the hole, that they can hold everybody hostage and just incrementally destroy the economy and consolidate everything. And that's why we're going into an authoritarian system. You know, when you have tyranny, troops on street corners in black uniforms with machine guns, when you have checkpoints and naked body scanners and school laptops watching kids at home and all of the things that go with a secret police, it isn't just that you live in a police state. People say, well, I have nothing to hide. You know, the government doesn't care about me. I'm going to bend over to whatever happens. No, that's not what's going to happen here. Tyranny is always brought in to loot you, to rob you, to render you down to the level of bankrupt slaves, feudal plantation serfs. And that's why they're pulling out all the stops. I mean, look at the mainstream media, MSNBC, CNN, CNBC. If you don't like banker bailouts, you're a racist. If you don't like government takeover of health care, a new tax, you're a racist. You need to be arrested if you don't believe in anthropogenic global warming. You are evil. You know, they're teaching the kids this. This is to shut down free speech. And now, if Mexico's collapsing, tens of thousands being killed a year, people being murdered all over the Southwest, race war already going on, one-sided, what does the media do? They have sitcoms and dramas and movies where anybody for controlling the border is a racist piece of trash, a piece of scum. All these TV shows where Minutemen are murdering innocent immigrants. I mean, this machete is only a small part of that. So that we can be imploded into weak, impotent global regions that are not controlled by our governments. So the people have no way of getting control of their lives again. Think about how asinine it is that we supposedly can't control our borders when Mexico has some of the most draconian border rules in the world. We have the most open border system in the world. And then the people that have been brought here have been brainwashed by the media and the culture that if they see American flags on a car, you've seen it on the news, rip them down. If you see an American flag at a post office, pull it down, burn it, run a Mexican flag up in one case, or put it upside down with a Mexican flag above it. And then when citizens try to put the American flag back up, they get beat up and the police arrest them. When the illegals attack police, the police run. When citizens try to peacefully demonstrate, the police fire sound cannons, rubber bullets, and release police dogs on old women. The message is the illegals are protected. 800-plus cities above the law. Don't get arrested for drunk driving. Don't get arrested for serious crimes. It's on record. Don't get arrested with $105,000 in cash. Cops let them go. But if you're a citizen, it's over. This is all happening. Why? Because it's the key to the globalist program to bring down the United States, just like unchecked immigration to Europe is the key to this program. But the new British Prime Minister, supposedly a conservative, he's going to keep the borders open because that's what he's been put in power to do. This is divide and conquer. Now, I want to go over the news and also take your phone calls ahead of my analysis of the machete script next hour. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. For anybody that wants to call in, and I'll go through a bank or two of calls, then I'm going to break down the latest developments on machete. See, I told you so. Worse than I said. We have the script. I've talked to Hollywood insiders that have seen the film. They say it's worse than I said. What would make two Hispanic members of Robert Rodriguez's crew speak out against this privately and say they're worried about a backlash against Hispanics? This is a double-edged sword. It's meant to divide whites and Hispanics. It's meant to make whites fear Hispanics and to make Hispanics fear whites. When last time I checked, it's got to be more than half the people I know who are Hispanic are married to white people and vice versa. I mean, my God, Hispanic Americans integrate into the Republic very, very well. I mean, you know, they like private property. They like to work hard. They like guns. But the system is there at the universities and high schools and elementary schools and the middle schools teaching them. You want to be a revolutionary? Hate gringos. You got to be a communist. All funded by the bankers. This is sick. And I hope Robert Rodriguez has just been completely played by this and isn't a complete and absolute racist being manipulated. But, I mean, how could he not be? My God, ladies and gentlemen. And the fact that Fox would put this out. Turned out they had a bidding war with the Weinsteins, who previously put Rodriguez's films out. They're the distributors. Turns out they lost a bidding war, even though his last two films have been failures. They wanted this film bad because they know it is a serial of films where he is a gringo killing god. He is Christ. He is worshipped. And the whites are evil demons who try to murder Hispanic children, who murder Hispanics, who desecrate churches and laugh about it and crucify Catholic priests played by Cheech Marin. Just incredible. And meanwhile, this is all a right-wing militia based in Austin, Texas, in the movie, shot at the Texas Capitol. I looked it up. It was actually shot there, not green-screened, not blue-screened, with Robert De Niro and Jessica Alba and Steven Seagal and Don Johnson, and the list goes, I mean, star-studded. This is a psyop. So we'll take whoever's calls, but coming up later for at least an hour, and that's after I even break down Machete, an hour of Hispanics. Agree with me? Disagree with me? People who are communists, who believe in the La Raza or the Mecha and believe I am the devil seed. I mean, it's just like the white supremacist ideology that they're the supreme race and they're God and all this. I have video. Well, I've got it somewhere here in the office. I can't find it. Guys, call Steve Mason. He's the guy that is in Austin and has all this archived. He was supposed to call me Monday, and he didn't. I want the Gus Garcia mayor video when he was mayor a few years ago saying, we are the supreme master race descended from aliens, and we are the God race. I mean, it's just – and that's what this film is. Yeah, the Hutus were the God race when they killed the Tutsis in Rwanda with machetes. And by the way, in Latin America and in Mexico, the machete is the symbol of uprisings, of killing the rich people. And guess who's rich? If your 700 square foot or 500 square foot apartment is 1 foot bigger than one of these La Raza people, you're rich. You're a rich gringo who's got to die. If you've got $2 in your bank account more, if you've got a car with a newer paint job, it's over for you. You are scum. You are trash. You are evil. Well, here's the deal. I'm 36 years old, folks. I'm not some hippie. And my parents brought me up to be colorblind. And I have no guilt, and I've not done a stinking thing to anybody. And I refuse to drink the tribal. That's what it is, tribalism, divide and conquer Kool-Aid. But at the same time, I'm not self-hating. The only way to prove you're not a racist in America, if you're white, is to stand up on a rooftop and scream, I am scum, I am filth, and throw your children off 50 stories down and then slit your own throat and scream, I am trash, I am scum, I am evil, I worship you, I am trash, I am scum, I am evil. You've got to worship Mexico collapsing. You've got to worship illegal aliens above the law. Don't have to show anything but a fake matricula ID to get a bank account, but a citizen's got to show two to four kinds. A citizen gets arrested for drinking beer, driving a car. Illegals don't. It's all on record. You've got to say, I worship that. I worship that. I am trash. I am scum. I am filth. You've got to do that. And I'm not going to. And the spell, it is broken. It's over. We're not under mind control anymore. I will say the health care bill was written by the insurance companies as a ripoff. You can call me a racist all day. It has nothing to do with it. Everybody sees through you. You can play your racial politics. See, what racial politics is intimidating the majority group so you can tax and control them, teaching them to be self-hating and loathing so you can attach whatever political agenda you want on that after you've intimidated through guilt and buffaloed people. Then you can simultaneously fill all the minority groups through absolute vicious hatred. They can scream any form of racist trash they want about white people all day, and you are to fall down and worship that or you are a racist. And you see them using it as a weapon. Oh, you don't like Obama, selling out our sovereignty. You're a racist. Oh, you don't like Obama increasing the budget. You're a racist. Oh, you don't like Obama raising taxes. You're a racist. Oh, you don't like Obama breaking all his promises. You're a racist. Oh, you don't like the healthcare takeover. You're a racist. Oh, you're protesting against the banker bailouts. You're a racist. No, no, no. I don't care what you call me. You understand that? And the people don't care. Have you noticed? They don't care anymore. And I'm putting the message out to everybody. We need Hispanic leaders now. And I know they're out there because I've talked to them, but we need to put them up there in the spotlight. We need to build up Hispanic leaders who are proud of their heritage and who are proud of their freedom and understand that collectivism has enslaved Latin America, who will stand up and speak out to be leaders, not just of Hispanics, but of everybody in this country. Because this country in the Southwest is more than half Hispanic. We passed that Rubicon 3 years ago. In Texas schools, over 60% of the school children are Hispanic. Hispanics are the future of this country. It's true when they say white people have committed suicide. You have 1.3 children. For every two white people, they have 1.3. Okay? And the great judge of all of this is looking at a child. Looking at a black child, looking at a Hispanic child, looking at an Asian child. I love them all. I want them to go to the stars. I want them to live in peace. I want humanity to not be enslaved by the globalist. It's that simple. And that's why I will never embrace, even though they push it. See, that's how it works. Racism's put out by whites. That makes Hispanics become more racist. Hispanics put out racist tribal stuff. That makes whites who were never racist get angry and say, I was a self-hating white. I bowed to you. I worshipped you. I eschewed everything that was Western culture. I dressed with my pants hanging down around my ankles. I got, you know, the Mac Daddy tattoos all over me. I talked like everybody else, but not my people. I did everything, and you still hate me. You see? That's what's going on here. And so you've got these arrogant, swollen race pimps. What do you think Mexico is? It's all a ruling class, ruling over everyone. Rodriguez is constantly down in Mexico. He's always been into the La Raza Mecha stuff. And it's just to him, it's fun to make a bunch of money and to promote the gang culture and to have on the cover, he's a savage, and to make Hispanics look like murdering savages, slaughtering white people. And that is why Hispanics who are married to gringos and who live next door to gringos and who go to barbecues with gringos and go fishing with gringos, they know the gringo doesn't hate them. They know the gringo's just bumbling around talking about sports teams and sucking their thumb, and they feel sorry for the gringo not having babies. They see the gringo dying, and they think, the gringo doesn't want to get me. They go down to Mexico and see how horrible it is, and they go, God, is this going to turn into Mexico? And Hispanic Americans who drive nice cars, live in nice houses, God forbid they get caught at the mall wearing an Old Navy t-shirt with an American flag, and Mexicans walk over and go, what you doing, Porcho? What you doing, Uncle Tom? What you doing, trash? What you doing, filth? We ought to knife you in the parking lot. Viva la raza, la reconquista, la, you know, invasion. La invasora. And it's all over the Mexican radio, all over the big government-pushed, banker-funded Spanish-speaking radio, just laughing and talking trash 24-7 about the scum gringos, the filth that are going to be dealt with. Oh, it's, and look at the stupid gringo. He can't even hear us. We're going to get him. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And this is what the media is promoting, to create division in this nation. And I am speaking out against the Ku Klux Klan. I am speaking out against the black supremacist. And I am speaking out against La Raza and Mecha and Robert Rodriguez and everybody else that's pushing this. But the difference is the media has made it a taboo to be a white racist, because that was the majority group they were intimidating, getting ready for enslavement. They've made it quasi-wrong for blacks to do it. You know, when a black professor says kill all whites and there's a standing ovation, the media says that's wrong. But when these Mecha-affiliated groups and others say it, the media says, this is good. This is wholesome. This is right. Look, I've got economic news coming up. I've got incredible news with the Supreme Court justice. I mean, heaven help us. How can you have someone who's about to be the new Supreme Court justice with even conservatives not reporting on what she's doing when it's admitted that she's vehemently anti-Second Amendment, vehemently anti-free speech, vehemently anti-private property, a Goldman Sachs operative? By the way, you've got six Catholic members of the Supreme Court, and now three Jews on the Supreme Court. And I see these big Protestant newspapers and magazines saying, wow, this was a Protestant nation. What happened to it? Well, the rapture happened to it in the last 130 years. You were taught that you're supposed to lay down and never be involved in anything, and that you're supposed to sit there and suck your thumb all day and wait to be teleported off the planet by Chekhov up on the USS Enterprise with Captain Kirk up there. And so, of course... So just lay there, and again, I'm not bashing the fact that the court has no Protestants on it. I mean, that's what that would be racist. I mean, Protestants have nothing to do with being white, but it still would be. And I mean, I think that Protestants or white people should not be able to hold any position in government anywhere. They shouldn't be able to own guns. They should all be executed. I mean, they're devils. I mean, they all deserve it. They're evil.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job.
Of course, I was being sarcastic, agreeing with the black professor that says all whites should be killed. And
yes.
white people are the devil. It's just this has all been pushed as acceptable by the media, and they now want to divide the American people against each other to sink this country. And we're very close to it happening. All right, coming up, Republican Tea Party hedges on rejecting enemy of the Constitution, Kagan. Kagan argued against Second Amendment and gun case. Kagan was not sympathetic as law clerk to gun rights argument. That's Bloomberg. Kagan involved in 911 cover-up. Kagan on Second Amendment. Again, another story where she's attacking it. On the banking issue, euro loses bounce from $1 trillion bailout. Gold hits fresh record on inflation fears. Gold price hits record as investors shy away from euro. Gold could explode to 3,000 as confidence in currency collapses. That's up on GCNlive.com. Here's another one. Editorial, the next 2,000-page bill, how it tracks every purchase you make, everything you do, the new banking bill. Has nothing to do with the banks being brought under control and everything to do with them taking control of you and your life. But don't criticize the banks or you're a white supremacist, the media basically says. Protesters attempt to storm Irish Parliament. They must be white supremacists. Of course, they're Irish storming white people, but they must be evil. Again, if you're for fresh air, you must be racist. If you're for freedom, you must be racist. It's all coming up. A banker's jailed, sued as Iceland seeks culprits for crisis. They must be racist over in Iceland. White people arresting white people. Because, again, if you criticize the banks in any way, you must be a racist. Again, look how stupid it is. Look how obviously ridiculous it is. How it uses a weapon to beat politically correct, brainwashed people over the head and always inject race into everything, creating race. Race division. That's political correctness. That's multiculturalism, is race war and enslavement and everybody killing each other. By the way, I've looked at the numbers. The main race wars between blacks and Hispanics, with the Hispanic gangs carrying most of it out, and that's even admitted by the Justice Department. I mean, it's just an absolute nightmare, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I said I'd cover it all, but I want to go to your phone calls. It's so over the top. But the good news is the mainstream media is dying. Hollywood is falling apart. But they're trying to maintain control by creating total division. Funding white supremacists, it's just sick. Damien in South Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I started listening to you about a year ago, and I'm from Vermont originally, and I went to the University of Vermont, as did a couple of my other brothers, and they have a program there that every student has to take unless you're in the agricultural program, which they might have to now, I'm not sure. It's called Racing Culture. And that was back in 1994 when I was there, but they started it before that, and it basically is taught by all blacks and Hispanics and a couple Native American professors. And you walk in and they tell you you're racist. It's the first thing they say.
They beat you over the head and they tell you white people are the devil.
Exactly.
No, I went through it too, and that's what woke me up. Good, keep it up.
And they basically, you couldn't argue with them. It was a quarter semester class, a half semester class, excuse me. And
it was a Soviet brainwashing camp to create division. Go ahead.
And they would fail you, and then you could not graduate unless you had a passing grade in this class. And you basically, I mean, I graduated number one in my class. I was magna cum laude, and it tore me up inside because I was brought up in a very conservative, right-thinking.
Hey, I was in one of those classes and was getting Fs, and so I wrote articles bashing white people, and suddenly I was given A-pluses, and they were saying, would you like to have coffee after class?
And that's what they do.
It's totally sick. That's what you pay for in college, to have your kids brainwashed. I tell you what, stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen.
Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The state is not God. We don't live in a Western civilization. We live in a high-tech enslavement grid. We live in a re-education brainwashing camp. We live in a scientific dictatorship. Wake up to it. See how you're being manipulated, how you're being controlled. You're sent to public school and college to be brainwashed and dumbed down. Going back to Damon, who just joined us, he was talking about being sent to basically, I forget all the names of the classes I had to go to, the cultural classes, the, what was the name of the classes you were talking about, Damon? Because this has been all over the news. They've had it for at least 20 years. You have to go and tell folks again what you were taught in these classes at college.
It was called Race and Culture. And basically what happened was it was determined on a national level that University of Vermont was the whitest school in the country. Like, per capita, they had little to no.
Yeah, but they all have it. They all have it.
And basically, there was some sort of protest over it, and all the beatniks at the school had, like, a camp out on the common and stuff. So the school decided, we'll promote a course called Race and Culture that will teach all the students how to be more diverse and accepting.
And again, the beatniks are CIA technicians. They're there to just make you guilty so you hand over your property and your guns. I mean, now you see the race cult. It's, oh, you don't want government-run health care? You're a racist. You don't want banker bailouts? You're a racist. You're like, what does that have to do with it? And they said, look, we're going to ban your free speech. That's what Kagan says. We're coming. We rule you.
Right. So what happened was, you know, Vermont, I mean, there really are very few black people that live in Vermont and Hispanics want it. It's mostly all white people. But it's not like, you know, I lived there, grew up there because my parents are racist. It's just the way it is in the state.
No, you're evil. Stop making excuses.
Exactly.
You need
you're
to
right.
die.
Found me out. I'm sorry. You're right. So basically, you know, here we are sitting there and we're like, what are you talking about? Because I went to a high school with all white kids, I'm racist. That's what makes me racist. And they're like, you're racist whether you know it or not. You're racist. And I'm like, well, I thought racism was learned. So how can you learn racism if you went to a high school? This was the first argument I used in the class. And the teacher just immediately tried to shut me down in front of all the other students who were from New York City and from New Jersey and other states that had a more diverse culture, so to speak. So I learned right away. I was like, you know what? You just got to sit back and shut up. And I talked to my brother, who was a lawyer in New York City at the time, and he was like, you have two choices. You can fail this class, not graduate, or you can sit back, hold your tongue, and just put up with it. And it galled me to no end because I was like, this is crazy.
No, I was being failed, but it didn't matter what class it was. If it had any writing involved with it, they would just, it didn't matter if it was anthropology, sociology, psychology. They were all doing it. And this was at ACC. I only went for 2 years to ACC. I thought, why pay to go to UT? Plus, I'd already started my TV show and was too busy. And I went and sat in at UT, and it was all basically the same story there. And it was, and so I just cynically would write what they wanted, and they thought they'd brainwash me and were like celebrating, and I was just thinking, these people are scum.
And I was just like, I got out of there, and I would never send my kids to that school. I don't care if they're like, oh, we want to go to the school you went to. I'm like, you're not going there.
Look, you end up paying, what, $60,000, $70,000 on average for your kid to not be able to get a job and to be brainwashed and hate their family. And then also Hispanics and blacks and others that go to this, they're just taught to think all whites are racist. See, it's a double-edged sword. See, oh, God forbid, these kids went to high school together. They're all getting along. These kids, these white kids especially, they were all brought up that to be colorblind, we've got to inject racial politics into them to go to the next level. And they also know there's then a backlash by whites who then become very tribal because they see that they're under attack, and that plays into the program as well. It's very sophisticated mind control. Damon, look, you're evil. Just admit it, okay? You want to apologize to everyone for being white right now.
Yeah, but, my wife is from the former Soviet Union, so I got that going for me,
Well, they're evil, too, okay? Just anybody who's white. You need to learn that, sir. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls. I'm going to break down Machete. We now have the script. It's worse than I first said.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to try to hurry through Tony, Robert, Carlton, Matthew, Adam, and others. And then I'm going to get into the film Machete that we first covered last week. It got a lot of attention. Well, I guess we actually covered it on Sunday, so the start of this week. And I've now gotten the actual script. It's worse than I had first thought. It is a study in mind control and racial division via supposedly fighting racism, which is really just tribalism. It's divide and conquer. See, they don't want us to define ourselves by ideas and what we stand for and what we produce and what we create. the character of our deeds. They want it to all be about what group we're from, so the government can be the big moderator, the referee over it all, while injecting the tribalism. We'll also get into Kagan. It's worse than I even thought, as usual. Totally anti-Second Amendment, anti-free speech, a monster for the Supreme Court. And we're going to cover the incredible developments in the economy. Gold continuing its rise today. All-time records in the U.S. and Europe. Global records in India, in China. Amazing developments out of Iceland. Bankers jailed, sued as Iceland seeks culprits for crisis. And what did the Internal Homeland Security Training Manual say? If you want to audit the Fed, or if you want to do any type of research, or if you want to protest banks robbing you, you're a racist. Like, what does that have to do with race? They just inject it in there as a smokescreen. By the way, guys, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and I didn't see it in my stack. Ron Paul says audit the Fed bill is a fraud, and he says that Bernie Sanders sold out. I need that article because I want to cover that. See, there were two different versions of the bill, and the one that they've passed is a whitewash. So we're going to get Ron Paul on in the next week or two to cover that as well. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Tony in Mass, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
How are you?
Good.
Yes, you know how they put fluoride in the water, right?
Yes.
Well, I've been doing some research on that. And from what I can find, which isn't much because there isn't much on it. But
hey, do this. The reason you're having trouble talking is you're listening to yourself on the radio. Why don't you turn the radio off?
All right, hold on.
Yeah, that'll work a lot better. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You know how, I've been doing research on the fluoride in the water.
Yes.
And from what I can find is that human beings, they have the ability to regrow teeth. I'm not sure if you knew that or not.
Sir, you're going to need to go ahead and finish up your point.
Okay. Well, from what I can learn, fluoride actually diminishes the ability to do that. So it actually causes more money to go into the dentist practice.
Well, I'll tell you this. The average dentist is brainwashed in dental school and told that sodium fluoride is good for them. But once they see the information, they then wake up to the fact that it's a fraud. My dad is a dentist. And they also discovered that it isn't just fluoride being put in the water. It's hundreds of chemicals, toxic waste from aluminum manufacturing and fertilizer manufacturing predominantly, also nuclear weapons, uranium purification. The byproduct is then dumped in the water supply. And that's why for 4 years, the American Dental Association recommends children do not brush with fluoride now. And it says on the back of the toothpaste bottle, it's poison. Now, as for regrowing teeth, I appreciate your call. I believe you're mistaken. I myself am not a dentist, but I did work for several years as a dental assistant. If your teeth are loosened or even knocked out, they can be reinserted just like a finger can be reattached if it's done quickly. And then the ligaments and the bone will grow back around the tooth. Okay? Homo sapiens sapien has three sets of teeth. We don't just have the baby teeth and then the second wave of teeth that start coming in at around age 6 on average. It varies. There's also the wisdom teeth that come in between 14 and 20, depending on who you are. I kept my wisdom teeth. I had room. Most people, of course, in primitive times, ate rougher foods. So you'd wear off your molars. By the time you were 13 or 14, and so there would be spacing. And then when the wisdoms came in, it would push them together. But because we eat soft processed foods, most people don't have room for their third set of teeth. So I don't want to get off into it with you, sir. The average dentist is not running around going, you know, I'm poisoning people. They're brainwashed. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Texas. It does cause dental fluorosis and causes the teeth to be brittle, though, and doubles your chances of bone cancer. That's just a little bit of it. Let's go ahead. Fluoride does do that. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Texas. Go ahead, Robert.
Not to mention the fact that it's not the approved, Alex.
It's not what?
It's Nazi approved.
Well, yeah, the Nazis, but if you speak out against the Nazis, you're racist. Anything the government does, if you're against it, you're racist, okay? I mean, if you're against a ham sandwich, you're racist. If you don't like bad weather, you're a racist. If you don't lick boots and worship government, you are a racist. Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, I wanted to call in. I'm with the Funkmaster 5 channel on YouTube. I'm a Hispanic American, and my mother came here legally, so I feel like she's kind of getting cheated because she had to go through the frustrating process of coming here legally when other people are kind of just like slipping through without having to kind of put the work in into the process. And I'm not for, you know, this machete stuff. I'm not for the division. Divide and conquer is a tried and true method, and that's what they're doing here.
Well, absolutely. And again, I was contacted by Hispanic members of Rodriguez's crew because they say they believe it's going to cause a backlash against Hispanics. Because here's the deal. Most Hispanics are not into this Mecha La Raza business. But large portions of recent immigrants are. It's taught on the college campuses to the intellectual future leaders of this race group. And then anyone who isn't for it, who's Hispanic, is basically going to be intimidated into acquiescing to it. So it's a way to keep Hispanics on the reservation, not learning English, not integrating into society. It's a way to ghettoize. The heroes in this film are illegal alien gangbangers. And, look at Mexico literally collapsing. And that's another issue with the immigrants. Legal immigrants come here legally because they want to follow the law, and we have the most open policies in the world. The illegals, many of them, are fleeing corruption in some cases, but also fleeing justice. A large percentage are criminals. And meanwhile, it's discriminatory against citizens that if you or I drink 4 or 5 beers and get pulled over by cops with beer cans in the car, we're going to jail. Well, it's on record that the illegal aliens are just let go because the judges let them go. Robert?
Well, you know, another way to look at it is this new movie that's coming out is very similar to Dolomite or Black Caesar or, you know, some of the black exploitation movies back then. You know, they were put out there to kind of foment a displeasure between the racial groups. And that, you know, once you start the ball rolling, it's like a snowball. You know, they just get people agitated and everybody's going to see red. They're not going to, the reason kind of shuts down.
No, that's it. It's even got me seeing red and I've got to control myself because I haven't done anything to anybody. I mean, I really genuinely like everybody and want everybody to have freedom and private property and guns. And then it makes me uncomfortable. And it's meant to all make us feel uncomfortable around each other. And now I'm becoming conscious of this, and I'm getting more and more uncomfortable, and that's exactly what it's meant to do. And that's why we need people to stand up and repudiate this and speak out against it. Robert, God bless you. I appreciate your call. Carlton in California, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about first. I want to thank you for educating me on many things about the false left-right paradigm between the two parties. That's one of the things that catches people up today, I think. They just, you know, they want to put a Republican and replace a Democrat and vice versa. But it's not about that. Both parties are controlled, correct?
Oh, that's racist. Nope, the banks are good. World government's good. The healthcare takeover's good.
Well, you know, when I was in college, I went to the University of Pacific in Stockton, California, and they were teaching international relations back then. And they were all for the UN. And I didn't know much about the UN. I still don't. I haven't really researched it out, but
it was created by the Pentagon in 1945. It's a CIA globalist front to control society and turn everyone against each other and bring in world government. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you read the book of Revelation in 13th chapter, it talks about the beast, and it seems to indicate that everyone will have to take a mark. And I don't know if that's the chip, like you said, the RFID chip. Is that what it's called? RFID?
Yes.
Chip, yeah. Or some type of a mark that would make all of us bow down and worship like, you know, people did during Rome's time. Caesar is Lord. Basically, it seems like it's moving that direction with everything being universalized. Food production, the Codex Alimentarius, you know, when I read that.
Well, it's far worse than that, sir. Over a decade ago, they already had vaccines that attack your brain, eat holes in your brain, and change behavior. They attack certain areas of the brain, and that's being promoted as mother's milk, and that's the new thing. And they say, don't worry, it's a patch we put on your arm, and you're never going to be depressed again. How's that sound?
Yeah, well, it's pretty scary.
Mind control vaccines. This is openly being announced by Bill and Melinda Gates.
Oh, really?
Well, good points, my friend. I appreciate your call. Matthew, Adam, and others. Then my machete review coming up. We'll go live at PrisonPlanet.tv at the bottom of the hour. I forgot to go earlier.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Idus Resources. May 13th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,236.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,269.80, $634.90 for a half ounce, or $317.45 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,269.80, $634.90, and $317.45.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Let's go back to your phone calls. Matthew in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, this is Matthew San Antonio, and I can speak to the audience, first-hand account, street level, to exactly validate your concerns, what's going on. I've experienced it. I've been called a racist myself, and I am Hispanic-American. What we got going on here in San Antonio, We Are Change San Antonio, is always on the streets, and numerous times we've been called racist when the majority of us are Hispanic. We've been called racist for handing out documentaries.
So just any political activity now, because your films are, the films you're handing out are basically about the globalists blowing up the Twin Towers, and that's racist.
Oh yeah, and it gets even more extreme than that. The big weekly newspaper here in San Antonio, San Antonio Current, had a vote for Citizen San Antonio Best of 2009 or 2010, and the third in that activist category, the third pick. Voted on by everybody in San Antonio. The third pick was Communist Party. The Communist Party got the third most votes of an activist group of San Antonio. And that's true, because that's all we see on the streets. You could turn on public access here, and you're not an activist if you're not wearing a red shirt, if you're not down with the local foundation-funded group, which heavily promotes Mexican pride, total racial anti-white person. It's so extreme and ludicrous. I've had people tell me, well, I left that foundation group because they promote extreme racism. They think all white people are bad. And not only that, but, I mean, there's more to that, but I just wanted to tell the audience that, you know, we do experience everything you're talking about with the film Machete, the radicalization of the Mexican police. It's totally true. I mean, we're experiencing it.
And this is Matthew Medina, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean... look at what they're doing. I mean, this is going to create racism on both sides, which is exactly what they want. When, in my experience, you know, spending a lot of time down in San Antonio when I had family that lived there, everybody was getting along great.
Yeah, you know, that is there. And then, however, the big foundation-funded organization here, the Esperanza Center, they have a heavy influence in San Antonio. They got mad influence here. And they are the organization that is promoting, they're the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation funded organization here, heavily promoting everything you're speaking about. And we've had to deal with them firsthand. We had one of their people come up to us, and she called me a coconut, which means brown on the outside and white on the inside. And she said this and that, and we tried to reason with her and talk with her, and the chick actually threw a punch at me. She threw a swing at me, and I, it's crazy. And we put that video on YouTube, and I got all these replies. Hey, you know, my friends were in that group, and they left. At our monthly We Are Change meetings, we meet at a vegetarian restaurant. The guy, the cook, came up and said, hey, you know, a lot of people, there are a lot of young activists out there who are hungry, and they want to do something, but they're caught up in the Esperanza Center, and it's promoting...
And if you're a real activist, regardless of what color, you're exposing the phony wars. You're exposing... the staged terror attacks. It's not left or right. You're exposing tyranny and corruption. But the right wing's got its things you're supposed to do, or you're not orthodox. And then the left wing's got its foundation-funded system, where the way Hispanic Americans, or anybody else for that matter, are supposed to be radical is Che Guevara, Joseph Stalin, garbage. And it's the government is pushing it. What do you want to say to Robert Rodriguez, who's put this film out? Because I now have Hollywood insiders that have seen it. They say it's worse than what the trailer even shows. And I now have the script, and it is worse than I even imagined. It's actually religious. I'm going to cover that coming up.
Robert Rodriguez, the blood is on your hands. The foundation-funded ideology and the philosophies are already there. Everything's established. The foundation is built. They just need that one marching order, that one first idea of actually making it go viral, of being violent. And Robert Rodriguez, this is on your hands. It's going to be bad news. It's already bad news when we're handing out DVDs and without some cult figure to look up to, you know, and they're going to make it hip and trendy, because as of right now, it's hip and trendy to wear red stars. It's hip and trendy to talk about communism and anti-capitalism and anti-white person. That's all hippie and trendy because it's funded by the government. It's funded by the global elite. And Robert Rodriguez, you should know better than this. Being from Austin, Texas, and stuff is going to hit the fan. And down here in San Antonio, we're going to do everything we can to get these movies out and prevent that. And Alex is going to prevent that. But whatever happens besides that, it's all on you, Robert Rodriguez, and it's not going to look good. It's not going to be good.
Why were communist Hispanics angry at you for handing out videos that have nothing to do with race?
Well, you know, we walk around with the sign that says free DVDs, Infowars.com, and she started shouting, "Your leader is racist." And she was across the street, and we're a megaphone, and finally she came over, and she said, "Your leader's racist." And then we tried to speak to her and correct her that it's not about race. And she wasn't hearing it. She got upset. I told her about corporations funding this philosophy, and she threw a swing at me, tried to punch me, and walked away.
But you're saying the video came out and woke folks up. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We are an hour and a half into this live Thursday edition, the 13th day of May 2010. Coming up today in Ireland, in Greece, in many other nations like Iceland, they are now arresting the bankers. They're talking about actually going after the real criminals. Here's a headline from French news agency. Bankers jailed, sued as Iceland seeks culprits for crisis. Here's France 24, national TV. Greek demonstrators say plutocracy should pay for the crisis. The bankers, and the banks fund communism and socialism to consolidate the public's wealth. Communism is always funded by big money. Okay? It's not what you think it is. And we have a situation all over the world, but especially now here in the U.S., where people like Barack Obama was Ford Foundation, Carnegie Endowment funded, to go in and create racial division, create race cults, and to organize it around religion, to make it part of the church. And going back to Cinco de Mayo last week, I was sent the trailer. It already had like a million views. When Fox pulled it, it was over 3 million, of the trailer for Robert Rodriguez's new film that's coming out in September 3rd of this year, called Machete. And of course, the machete is the symbol of peasant uprisings in Latin America. And in it, they say this is a message to Arizona. And it shows groups of Hispanics with machetes, you know, killing the evil white racists. They deserve it. It shows, you know, attempted assassination of politicians. All of this going on. And I came out and really did a mild critique of it, saying I'm worried this could trigger race war because you've already got illegal groups and their supporters burning down buildings, knocking windows out in Santa Cruz, attacking police in Arizona, American flags being pulled down at government buildings, Mexican flags being run up, Mexican students who see themselves as Mexican nationals, other Hispanic students wearing American flags in San Francisco were told, go home, you can't wear an Old Navy shirt. Hispanics over the years have contacted me and said they're called porchos, coconuts, all these racist terms by other Hispanics, if they aren't racist and hate white people, if they're free market, if they're not communist. And this is all government funded on record. Well, it was much worse than I thought. Raw Story wrote an article implying there isn't even a movie coming out in September, and then saying we can't even find the trailer. Like we were making this up is what is implied in the first few paragraphs of the article, which is insane. It's been all over the news. But that's the psych warfare. They just say, you're not telling the truth. There's no new world order. The bankers aren't robbing you. You know, the government health care plan isn't a ripoff. And if you say it, you're a racist. They just inject it. You're like, I don't like a ham sandwich. You're a racist. I don't want banker bailouts. You're a racist. It's just, it's used as a weapon of control. And after I play this new 10-minute video where we break down the script, and of course that's the big news. I got the script Tuesday, I read it Tuesday, shot a video Tuesday night. Aaron Dykes did a great job putting it together yesterday. We posted it this morning. It's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Leaked machete script confirms race war plot. But it's worse than that. The whole thing is meant to enrage Hispanics and make Hispanics feel like they've got to be anti-white, pro-gang member types, or they're not good Hispanics. And there's a porcho played by Steven Seagal, that means a rotten fruit, or Uncle Tom, who's Steven Seagal, and he gets killed by Machete. No one can stand against him. And there's evil white racists murdering Hispanics, crucifying Catholic priests in churches, overturning altars, desecrating Mary, desecrating. I mean, this is mind control. I have never seen anything like this. I mean, in fact, here's the script right here. Machete by Robert Rodriguez. And I'm going to give you a document cam shot coming up, and I'm going to go over this. But every time the white racist, because all whites are basically racist, so they frame them as deserving to die, it begins with Minutemen murdering people on the border and showing illegal aliens as Christ figures on a cross, so it's blasphemous. And then by the end of the movie, they bow and kneel and pray to Machete, and he just literally comes out of the sky and kills Minutemen, and that's how the movie ends. So what's going to happen is this is manipulating people's religious beliefs, which is what the Ford Foundation has done. This is pure liberation theology. I've talked to now several Hollywood people who've seen the film, and they say it's worse than what I covered last week. Well, yeah, all we have was the trailer. And I now have the script, but I wanted to go to Matthew Medina, who's a good friend of mine. We Are Change San Antonio. They expose 9/11 as an inside job. They expose fake wars. They expose communism as a globalist operation. They're not left or right. They're just telling the truth. And he, of course, Matthew Medina, if you want to, you know, see him, introduced me in Austin to the 9/11 Scholars event. And this is meant to the Hispanics that contacted me who work for Rodriguez, because I saw the trailer last Wednesday or Thursday, got contacted Friday. Two people separately, who are Hispanic, who worked on it. They said, we're really scared of this. We can't tell you what's in it because of agreements, you know, we've signed, but you're right on track. And quote, we're worried about a backlash against Hispanics. Because it shows, in fact, it shows machete with two machetes, blood all over him, the Texas Capitol basically on fire with smoke in the background, and he's got the machetes, and it says he's a savage who must kill. And so it's like, and the good guys are gang members, and they go into the armory and kill the militia people. And so now being in a militia is racist, now wanting to be for the Second Amendment's racist. This is pure ADL, pure Southern Poverty Law Center garbage. But I wanted Matthew Medina, because he called in, to be able just to recap, because we just went live on TV as well, to recap, just trying to hand out 9/11 truth DVDs, the communist groups run up and say, you are racist. So any political speech that doesn't agree with world government is racist. And of course, they called him a coconut. But that's acceptable. Of course. And again, there's a coconut in this film, Steven Seagal, but he gets what he deserves. And Machete says, how dare you sell out your race? And then he kills him. So, you know, the message is kill the porchos, kill the coconuts, kill the gringos. This is political correctness, ladies and gentlemen. But Matthew Medina of We Are Change San Antonio, recap what you were covering.
Yeah, We Are Change San Antonio down here. We are always on the streets, and we have been for 2 years now, handing out hundreds of DVDs a month. So we are always on the streets, ground level, street level, dealing with the people. Here in San Antonio, there is a good relationship between Hispanics and all races. But, however, the young people and the people who want to be activists in San Antonio lean towards this organization, which is foundation-funded, Rockefeller-funded, Ford Foundation-funded. And we know from the Reese Committee that this is an engine, a tool of social engineering. So we do see those social engineering being placed in effect through the people. And here we are at a First Friday event months back, and in our DVD, and a group of people starts yelling at us across the street, hey, you're, and they're cussing at us. They're, you know, it's like you're saying, they're really mad as if, you know, we're treasonous. Hey, you're blah, 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 racist. And we're like, what? And then, so I start speaking to the Mexican, they cross the street, and it's like, okay, they want to speak. No, they don't want to speak rationally. They wanted to, oh, you're racist, you're against Mexicans, yada, yada. And here we are, the majority of us, we're Hispanic Americans, you know, and she's calling us racist, and we're trying to explain to her. And, you know, I know I'm dealing with a communist here, so I say, hey, are you for the corporations funding the ideology of a storming and revolution? She was like, corporations don't fund that. And then she got really mad, and then she starts calling me a coconut and saying, I'm giving in to the white man. And she starts getting really, you know, angry at me. And then as I turn around, she actually throws a punch at me. And she is pumped up. She is fired up. The social engineers.
And by the way, we have this video. It's on YouTube. But we can't play it because of her cussing. But for folks that want to see the video, tell folks the title.
The title is, this is in quotations, InfoWars is racist, unquote, - Rockefeller-funded activist. And you know, I advise caution watching it. Don't watch it around any young people. But yes, this is what we deal with in San Antonio.
You also have the cops letting the communists hand out stuff by the Alamo on the street corner, but they always come over and tell you not to hand stuff out.
Oh boy, that is a great topic, Alex, because that is true. And just recently, this foundation-funded organization had a big rally, I want to say March. They had huge banners. I saw pictures on the internet, because I keep an eye on what's going on here. And they had huge banners, bunch of people, megaphone, going the same area, the side of the Alamo. A month later, we're in that same area. We got an architect's engineer's banner on the floor, getting ready to hold it up. Don't even have it up yet. And we get approached by park police. Oh, no, you can't have that. Can you have that? And we're like, yeah, we can. No, you can't. It's some double think trick. You know, he was all about Jedi mind tricks, trying to entrap us, trying to legally get us in trouble. But
and then he comes over and gets in your face and tries to intimidate you and then says, what's your problem? Trying to start a fight with you.
Oh, yeah, well, this has actually happened three times in the last month here, Alex. We're being targeted. You can't wake up the people about the global.
Oh, no. No, exactly. It's okay to attack police in Arizona. It's okay to burn buildings down. It's okay to hand out communist material because that's what the police, you know, they understand that's part of the team. But you are not allowed to go out and warn people peacefully. And that's because you are effective, Matthew Medina, and more people need to join your organization. You need to get on Access TV more. You need to give people the alternative between the controlled right wing and the controlled left wing. It's all foundation run. I'm going to play this video, but I really appreciate you being on with us. We've got to get you up here to Austin to be in studio with us.
Sounds great, Alex. Keep up the great work. We've got to warn the masses. I encourage all Hispanic listeners to get out there in Spanish and English. We've got to warn them. We got to warn the Hispanic community because it's a setup. They're going to make us look bad just by a minority of Hispanics getting violent. So we have to be on this 100%. And I thank you, Alex, for giving this coverage because it is a legitimate concern that we deal with here in San Antonio. Thank
God
you,
bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, look, it's simple. Hitler tried to use radical Muslims to control the Middle East during World War II. And, you know, he was in North Africa with Rommel. That is, the German military was there. And in other areas, not just North Africa. And after that, the British and the U.S. went in and radicalized the Muslims. They'd actually done this with Lawrence of Arabia as well before World War II. And it came out in government documents that we've covered and put in films that they said we can't have first world Arab nations. We got to radicalize them and let radical Muslims overthrow these governments. And then in 1953, they used radical Muslims to overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh. Well, it's the same thing. They're going in the colleges and high schools with federal and CIA and Ford Foundation funding on record and trying to make Hispanics racist, trying to make them hate white people because they don't want us getting together against the New World Order. And that's what films like Machete are all about. Now, again, see, I told you so. We got the script. Rob Dew, a fellow from Hollywood that we know, who's been by here, and I'm just going to leave it at that, confirmed that he's seen the film. It's worse than what we said, but I have the script confirming it. And I have another Hollywood source said, yes, I've seen it. It's off the charts. I'm just going to leave it at that. But here is the script. We've got screenshots of it in this video up on Infowars.com. Leaked Machete script confirms race war plot. And this is meant to make whites get scared of Hispanics, and it's meant to have Hispanics feel intimidated with this new cult hero who is literally Jesus at the end. He is God. Machete is God, and the religion is murdering white people, and the white people all deserve it. They're trying to kill Hispanic children. They're crucifying Catholic priests who are also Jesus, basically. I mean, it is, there will be violence from this. There will be attacks, and the media will try to cover it up. And I guess that's what Rodriguez wants. This is, and put out by Fox, of course. This is a mind control operation. Here it is.
This is Machete with a special Cinco de Mayo message to Arizona.
On Cinco de Mayo, I was sent a trailer for the new film Machete, produced by Austin filmmaker Robert Rodriguez, titled Machete. And white people are evil demons. They deserve to die. They're all racist. And armies of Hispanics have to hack up the gringos with machetes. And then that's the Latin American symbol of peasant uprising. In the U.S. and Europe, it's pitchforks. And I didn't know what to think of it. And then I got separately contacted by two different members of Robert Rodriguez's crew who are Hispanic. And they said, look, we're afraid of a major backlash against Hispanic Americans. This is really bad. And I said, well, what's in it? And they said, well, what you see in the trailer and more. It's off the chart. By the time I went and tried to look at the trailer again, Fox, 20th Century Fox, was pulling it. It had 3 million views. They pulled it. They had put it out. The New York Post had attacked it. Fox News had attacked it. But they had suddenly expunged those articles because Fox was producing it. The left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. And I talked to members of Rodriguez's crew, and they just said, look, we've signed on disclosures, but look into it for yourself. I put a video out, and I said, look, everything that's in this trailer is paralleled by illegal alien groups torching a restaurant, attacking 20-plus businesses, knocking out windows in Santa Cruz, attacking police in Phoenix, Arizona, saying we'll use our pickaxes, we'll use our yard tools, you know, to go after you.
We will take up our shovels and our pickaxes. We will use them against you. Believe that.
And so I simply pointed out that this is going to create division. This is a serious problem. And then publications like Raw Story made jokes about it and implied that the film isn't even real when it's on IMDb and been announced. That's the level of denial. Since then, I received the latest script of Machete by Robert Rodriguez. It's far worse than what we had previously thought. White people are racist scum that run around murdering Mexicans everywhere, killing them. It all parallels what the media is hyping. If you're against government health care, you're a racist. If you're against big government, you're a racist. It's a tool, a weapon. But it uses religious iconography. And it shows white people desecrating Catholic churches and crucifying Catholic priests. It has Machete with illegal aliens worshiping him as Christ, and that he will save them. It creates a racial jihad or a cult movement. It is unspeakable. We have the script. And this is all funded by 20th Century Fox, because they know it's going to make a lot of money. And Robert Rodriguez thinks this is going to be explosive and that it's some radical thing for him to do. And all of this dovetails, speeches all over the country of professors saying the gringos are evil, Plan of San Diego, kill all whites, school teachers giving speeches saying the frail white people are scared, we are communists, we're going to get them.
These frail, racist white people want to keep us out of this country. This is not just about Mexico. This is about a global struggle against imperialism and capitalism. Yeah. At the forefront of the revolutionary movement is the raza. We see ourselves, all of us here, as the northern front of a Latin American revolutionary movement.
Films are always at the forefront of propaganda in Hitler's Germany and our own country. And this film,
all right,
paints whites as all.
We're going to go to break. We're going to come back, finish up with this new video we posted. We have the script. I'm going to go over some of the script, make some other important points. Then I'm going to open the phones up specifically for Hispanics that want to comment about this.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, let's go back to my breakdown of the leaked machete script confirms race war plot. We've now confirmed that the Texas Film Commission, the state of Texas, funded this. They wouldn't allow a film about Waco to get any funding because that would make Texas look bad. But making Texas the scene of a race war is supposedly good. That's being added to Aaron Dykes' article right now on Infowars.com. Here's more of our breakdown.
Films are always at the forefront of propaganda in Hitler's Germany and our own country. And this film paints whites as all a bunch of murdering racists that are trying to kill Hispanic children and murder Catholic priests and crucify them. It is unspeakably evil. And so you're getting the first look at the script, Machete, right here. And people are so concerned in the production of this that I'm getting all the information. This is Hispanics that are concerned about this. It is just so incredible. And in it, it has a false flag attack where racist whites hire a Mexican to try to kill the senator so that they can have a pretext to attack Hispanics. And you've got all these, you know, devout Catholics that are going to watch this and watch the gringo desecrating the church and crucifying Catholic priests. I read this script and we called the number and it is the official script. This is the equivalent of a Hispanic Birth of a Nation, the famous pro-Klan film that took the Ku Klux Klan from a few thousand members to 2 million members. And so imagine a film where black people are scripted as terrorist scum and trash. Imagine a film where Hispanics are put in that light. As a white person, I am insulted. And they say that anybody who's for border control, which every other nation has, Mexico is some of the most draconian, where anybody that is for sovereignty is a racist piece of trash. This is the mass mental illness that has created situations like California, where in San Francisco, Hispanic students can't wear American flag shirts because it's seen as insulting. Where school kids can't draw pictures of American flags now. That's on mainstream news because it's seen as racist. This is a cult formation. This is a mind control operation. And you'll see when this comes out in September, unless they edit it or change it. This is unspeakable. Robert Rodriguez admits now he's going to make a whole series of machete films. So he's creating a cult following for a racial hero. We have the script. And everything that's in the trailer is here and more. And it's worse than I could even imagine. We have video clips in Arizona where the woman says, we will rise up with the implements where we clean your toilets and do your yards with pickaxes. We will get you. That's actually in the script. They say in the script that they're using the tools of their slavery, their mops, their hose, their pickaxes, to kill the gringo. This is all part of this liberation theology archetype that we actually see at rallies. All of this merging with reality. Yeah, there's a border crisis. Yes, Mexico's had 20-plus thousand people killed in their drug war. Yes, Mexico's collapsing. White ranchers in Arizona and Texas are being murdered. Police are being killed. But none of that's in the film. No, the narco-terrorist state that Rodriguez glorifies in Once Upon a Time in Mexico, where the CIA's our hero, all of this is supposedly validated. And you go through it. Over and over and over again, they use the racist term wetback, being spoken by white people, framing white people as just running around boiling with hatred of Hispanics. I just wish we could live in peace, but we can't live in peace with people like Robert Rodriguez, funded by the federal government and big foundations to create division. Then they have the employee of the senator setting up the federale to commit the assassination of the gringo senator who wants to control the borders. And Machete agrees, yes, I want to kill this gringo for this money. And it goes on, he says, for the good of both our peoples, our new senator must die. And for that, I will pay you $150,000 in cash. Throngs of people are gathered to hear the senator's speech. The citizen militia, led by Von Kerry, carries a sign of support for McLaughlin and other anti-immigration slogans. They wear caps marked Freedom Force. There is a Freedom Force. I'm part of it. Freedom Force is about auditing.
All right, folks, we'll be right back to continue to break this down. Stay with us and your phone calls. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dog chewed your remote control, lost your remote, or is your remote control just not working? Let ReplacementRemotes.com replace or fix it for you. We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, home audio, or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote control. Visit ReplacementRemotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. We also carry hotel and hospital remote controls. Visit ReplacementRemotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. That's ReplacementRemotes.com, 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com, ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com, 336-377-2220.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm spending a lot of time on the film Machete because the trailer invokes race war. We now have the script. I've talked to Hollywood insiders that have seen it. It is 100% race war, creates a new racial religion that whites are bad and desecrate Catholic churches. I mean, it is mind control. And it demonizes anybody that calls themselves Freedom Force, which is a group to audit the fellow deserve. It makes it to where Hispanics feel like they can't join pro-gun groups. It will create a backlash against Hispanics. It does so many things, and I want to hear from Hispanic callers at 1-800-259-9231 on the other side of this break. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us to discuss this. And I've got a host of just tons of other economic issues, Supreme Court issues. It's all coming up. But let's finish up the 10-minute breakdown video that I put together with Aaron Dykes. And it's posted on Infowars.com. Leaked Machete script confirms race war plot. And here's the key. We have now confirmed, an emailer pointed this out, and I already know Rodriguez's, all his films are funded by the State Film Commission with big tax exemption and money. His studios at the old Robert Mueller Airport are paid for by taxpayer money, City of Austin and State of Texas. They're now funding this, but they wouldn't fund a film about the Waco massacre, saying that would put Texas in a bad light, but showing Texas as a bunch of racist, evil people, that's okay. So there needs to be a state-level investigation. And remember, Fox, that's putting this out, has pulled the trailer. So the whole film's in crisis right now, and it should be, because this is seriously going to invoke violence. There's almost no doubt of that. Here's the end of the video.
Throngs of people are gathered to hear the senator's speech. The citizen militia, led by Von Kerry, carries a sign of support for McLaughlin and other anti-immigration slogans. They wear caps marked Freedom Force. There is a Freedom Force. I'm part of it. Freedom Force is about auditing the Federal Reserve, kicking the IMF and World Bank out of the U.S. It's founded by G. Edward Griffin. State Senator McLaughlin is once again under investigation for his ties to extremist militia organization in the capital city. All of this shot in Austin, Texas, at the Capitol. All of this merging with reality, blurring the lines. And as I said, over and over again, every white person that talks in the film hates Hispanics, calls them racial names over and over again. They repeat the same thing that wetbacks must be dealt with. And Minutemen are murdering and slaughtering Hispanics, which is totally made up. The one grain of truth in this film, Machete, is that government stages terror attacks against themselves. And they talk about Senator McLaughlin. Since the assassination attempt, his approval ratings are up. He's not being investigated for being part of an illegal Second Amendment group anymore. There's no way Rodriguez wrote this. This is a psyop straight out of hell that's meant to drive a wedge between Hispanic and white Americans. And they have evocative scene after evocative scene where poor, pathetic, innocent illegals are cornered by Minutemen that murder them in cold blood. And then it says in the script, they corner the last illegal. He's lit in the spotlight like Christ on the cross, and he's murdered. Not only do white people from start to finish spew racism at Hispanics, that's a straw man. They hire actors to say horrible things about Hispanics to make Whitey the devil. Okay? This is like a Hitler film or something demonizing people he wanted to go after. They actually made films like that. But it's religious. Machete, who runs around killing the gringos and killing Border Patrol and killing Minutemen who go down and defend the border. It shows Minutemen murdering innocent Hispanics. And the film ends with him murdering white people, evil people who deserved it. They were going to kill Hispanic children. It describes an innocent illegal trying to get to a water station. A bullet brings one of them down and the others scramble for safety. But there's someone out there shooting at them. Say a prayer to El Machete to protect you. They light a candle and say a prayer. Young illegal opens eyes. There's a glass candle in his hands, but no one else is around. Instead of Christ or the Virgin on the candle, it is a silhouette of Machete. Over and over again, they pray and they project crosses on him.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new quick-fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy-three-get-one-free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy-three-get-one-free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up at 40 after, and I'm getting into the economy, what's happening with the Supreme Court. We have a guest coming up in the next hour, syndicated radio talk show host, Mr. Redding, Rob Redding. But In the 10-minute video Aaron put together, he did an incredible job. We can't even have all of the stuff in the script in there. There's just too much. Here's page 85 of the draft that was used to make the film Machete. Okay, you're seeing this for the first time. It says, a family of illegals crossing the border in the desert sees a water station up ahead. They make it for it, opening it up and drinking heavily from the water supply. A bullet brings one of them down as the others scramble for safety. But there's someone out there shooting at them. Now, in reality, I have four mainstream news articles about coyotes robbing them, drug dealers robbing them, death, destruction, mass murder, whites being killed everywhere, their homes being burned down, but also Hispanic illegals being killed. Never a word from the La Reconquista Mecha movement. They've had a bunch of the leaders of this movement caught in Austin being coyotes because they're caught beating up the people they're shipping in. They're caught bringing in drugs. All of that's kept real quiet, though. Just this incredibly corrupt gangbanger, drug dealer culture that's dominating Mexico and now dominating the Southwest. But no. That's not the problem. Ranchers being overrun and killed would invite people in on the weekends with binoculars to set up hidden cameras and call police. Oh, you don't do that because we're going to make movies about you where you're murderers, where you're killing everybody, where you're racist, where if you're part of a Second Amendment group, you're evil. Throughout the whole movie, it cuts to white people murdering Mexicans and attacking them and killing them, and the whites deserve what they get. Continuing, all of this taxpayer paid for, we've now confirmed that. I already knew this about Austin. I already knew this about Rodriguez, but we looked it up. It's correct. I'm going to cover that in a moment. A family of illegals crossing the border into the desert see a water station up ahead. They make for it, opening it up and drinking heavily from the water supply. A bullet brings one of them down, and the others scramble for safety. But there's someone out there shooting at them. The mother hushes the younger ones, the children. Oh, my gosh, the white people, they're so evil. They're going to kill the they've already crucified Catholic priests, attacked churches, murdered people en masse. Oh, but now they want to kill the children. They're going to kill the children. And this is a message to Arizona. Remember, this is a political message. Say a prayer to El Machete to protect you. The younger ones start to pray. A Jeep patrols the area, and we see it is a Minuteman taking photos, pot shots at the illegals. I had a Freudian slip. They actually take photos, but a Jeep patrols the area, and we see Minutemen taking pot shots at the illegals. So they're just running them down, chasing them down, committing this evil crime. Did you get them? I don't know. They're like brown jackrabbits. Always these racial statements. Let's see if they'll show their little white tails. Flicks on a high-powered light by the side mirrors of the Jeep. The light is on long enough to illuminate a machete blade coming straight for them. Holy bleep! His words gurgle in his throat as his head is severed from his body. The second... This is 90 pages of this, by the way. Just whites being cut down, slaughtered. White goes to commit the murder of children, the murder of priests, machete, evil white devil, just pure evil. His words gurgle in his throat as his head is severed from his body. Second Minuteman freaks and makes a run for it, but that white devil doesn't make it far, don't worry. And when this movie comes out, there'll be a gringo outside the theater, and it'll fight, literally Hitlerian. The evil white devil stumbles in the dark into the dust, scrambles, but can't get to his feet as he sees the outline of the dark figure above him. Young illegal prayers continue as the machete comes down on the Second Minuteman. It's just religious, murdering the white devil. Sounds of struggle, slaughter, then silence. Light a candle. Say a prayer. Young illegal opens his eyes. There's a glass candle in his hands, but no one else around. Instead of Christ or the Virgin on the candle, it is a silhouette of machete. He is God. That's my note I wrote there. He is our Lord and Savior, the racial messianic leader who will destroy the white devils and bring communism. And it's got road warrior vehicles barreled towards the armory. Oh, yeah, they take down the military. Don't worry. Machete dismounts, his army behind him. Minutemen and Mexicanos of all walks of life, janitors, gardeners, laborers, gangbangers, etc., fight it out in the armory. Fighting it out with implements of their trade, knives, hidden mops, weed whackers, etc. See, that's a saying. We will use our pickaxes. We will use the, you're exploiting us. Well, Mexico's totally collapsed. You've never had freedom. And so now I guess if I ever do go to a Mexican food restaurant that's got Mexican flags, I'm exploiting them by giving them money. Or if I ever did hire somebody to mow my yard, I better not, because they think I'm exploiting them. I've got to be murdered. I mean, I'm evil. Which is exactly what this is meant to do. And it just goes on and on and on. Let's finish the end clip, and then I'm going to your phone calls. This is the end of the 10-minute video we have up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Leaked machete script confirms race war. And here's the key. We got this a few hours ago. We've confirmed it. Aaron's added this to the article. Andy's writing another blurb. We've got to call the state of Texas, the film commission, Rick Perry's office. We need to get the funding at the state level stripped out of the film commission if they do not stop this, because he's going to make more of these Birth of a Nation, Hispanic Ku Klux Klan films that will, just like the Klan went from a few thousand to millions with Birth of a Nation, this is going to cause the birth of the machete murder nation. That is what it is designed to do. I've studied Germany. I've studied the U.S. I've studied the culture in Mexico. Heavily religious. This is making it a religion. Come on in, Jaron. You want to give me something? Got more info for me? Okay, thank you. Okay, continuing. Alex, thought you didn't know it last summer. The Texas Film Commission, a wing in the governor's office, which is confirmed, used your tax dollars to help finance Robert Rodriguez's racist tirade machete. The film was given incentives, which are paid for by our tax dollars, to film here in Texas, which is confirmed. They admit they filmed it at the Capitol. They also filmed on state properties throughout Travis County, including on the Capitol lawn. The film is racist, yes, but there's also a whole slew of scenes involving extreme sex, violence. The Robert De Niro character plays a Texas senator who hurts Mexicans along the border for fun. Yeah, that's what the state of Texas funds. What was it? Was that not the reason that the film commission, and I remember this, didn't give the film Waco any money, as it portrayed Texas officials and the state in a bad light? Yet the slime bag from Chicano, Bob Huggins, used those Illinois Politico ways to slide this one under the radar, giving our money to racist Rodriguez to create his race riot film. That's Chicago. Yeah, the slime bag's Chicago. I don't know what that is. I've confirmed the film commission funded it. I've confirmed it was filmed at the Capitol. And it continues. You can file a public information request with the governor's office to get information out of slimy Bill Huggins and the Texas Film Commission. Please keep my... It goes on. We will... They use millions of our tax dollars to give these Hollywood types jobs. Are they not rich already? So there is that information. I mean, this is so sick, folks, and this is meant to cause a backlash. This is meant to have people at each other's throats. Let's go ahead and finish the clip. Here it is.
But there's someone out there shooting at them. Say a prayer to El Machete to protect you. They light a candle and say a prayer. Young illegal opens eyes. There's a glass candle in his hands, but no one else is around. Instead of Christ or the Virgin on the candle, it is a silhouette of Machete. Over and over again, they pray and they project crosses on him. He is the race consciousness Christ. Instead of the Virgin Mary, it's him. Oh, Machete. They're creating a new icon like Guadalupe Hidalgo. Again, they're using racial warfare to divide this country as a tool of control, and Robert Rodriguez has been used as a dupe in this, or he's a government operative. There is no doubt. Since I got the script, it is far worse than I can even possibly imagine.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back with your calls. I want you to be polite when you call or write letters or fax, but I would particularly like Hispanic Americans, if you agree with this film, then call him. If you disagree, call him. And, you know, explain to Robert Rodriguez that we're fully aware of what's going on. We're fully aware of the Texas Film Commission and taxpayers had to pay for this piece of race warfare garbage. You can write him a letter at 4900, that's 4900, Old Manor, O-L-D-M-A-N-O-R Road. That's over by the private airport they gave him to run all this with taxpayer money. Oh, City of Austin pays for it, too. 4900 Old Manor Road, Austin, Texas, 78723, USA. The phone number is 512-334-7777, 512-334-7777. The fax is 512-391-1529, 512-391-1529. Again, the number, 512-334-7777 or 512-391-1529. And I'm going to your calls directly when we come back, and I appreciate everybody holding, but I just want to say this. I want to live in peace, but I can't sit here and have it implied that anybody who's for sovereignty or the Second Amendment or who is white wants to murder Catholic priests, burn churches, and kill Hispanic children. It's a lie. And it's a slander. And it's not just a movie. They said it's a message for Arizona. It is political. It was shot at the Capitol to blur the lines. And that's why Hispanics have contacted me who worked on it, because they are upset and they know it's going to create division. It's going to create segregation. It is going to create fear. And it puts Latinos, Hispanics in a bad light as well. This makes black exploitation films that were also quite racist look like a walk in the park. I mean, this is, and it's got Robert De Niro, everybody else in it. Call Rodriguez, let him know what you think, and then start calling Rick Perry, start calling your state legislatures. We need an investigation of this, because they're going to make five more of these. Five more of these to form a race cult to totally warp the minds of Hispanics. We'll be back.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, coming up, I'm getting into the Supreme Court nominee, worse than we had previously thought, totally anti-free speech, anti-gun, and they've got another vacancy coming up in the next few months, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm getting into the economy, global news, but I've spent a lot of time on this, because this is a key part of the New World Order Takeover program. I appreciate Adam, Michael, Tony, Lewis, Truth Patriot, and others, Chris and others for holding while I had to go over all of that, but I wanted to have it on record. Let's go quickly to your calls now. Adam in Utah, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just calling. Well, first off, thanks for taking my call, but I'm just calling to share an experience I had with the Mecha group at the University of Utah. I am Hispanic American, but before I even get into that, I just want to say that I first learned about your website, Infowars.com, I think it was We Are Change People. They were on campus at the University of Utah, two of them, about a year ago, handing out the copies, DVD copies of The Loose Change and Charlie Sheen's 20 Questions to the President. I remember I took one of their papers and I was looking at the... I mean, it was pretty interesting.
And there was nothing about race in there, and Charlie Sheen's Hispanic.
Yeah, exactly.
Carlos Estevez is his real name, but again, go ahead.
Yeah, but the only point I'm getting with that is that that's how I learned about Infowars.com. It was one of the links that was on that sheet of paper on one of the copies, and, you know, it woke me up. Everything makes a lot more sense. You know, I think clearer and so on and so forth. All right, well, anyways, about 2 years ago when I started going to the University of Utah, you know, I lived in Utah my entire life. I went to grade school, secondary school. I'm Hispanic, so, you know, I'm obviously minority. If anyone has a grievance, it's me. But, you know, I try not to be a bad person. You know, you got to root out, hate out of your heart. But, anyways, you know, one day when my classes are over, I was walking around campus looking for something to eat. And I figured, hey, if I go to one of those student commons, multicultural centers, they always have free coffee and donuts and stuff. So I went to it. I looked around, and then that's where the lady, the Mecha lady, middle-aged woman, she introduced me to the other people there. And then, you know, I took a seat on the beanbag chair. You know, I was enjoying it, but, you know, then I started looking at their brochures, Mecha. I never heard of these things before, Chicano. I briefly heard of that, but, you know, I never really cared. And then I was reading their literature, and it showed the Western United States.
Azadlan, yeah, you got groups exactly all over the universities, government-funded, to try to make the U.S. Mexico. Why on earth would we want that?
Exactly. That's what I was saying. I was like, are these people serious? Reconquista? The La Raza this, La Raza that. I mean, it's good to be aware of history.
Sure, but I mean, the point is, this is revolutionary. So bottom line, what do you think of the Robert Rodriguez script that we now have?
I think it is absolutely unnecessarily inflammatory. I mean, this is probably one of the worst times something like this could come out.
Do you think this should be taxpayer financed?
No, this has a political message to it. I mean,
but notice everything they're doing. Well, God bless you. I appreciate your call, Adam. And again, that's why I hate even having to talk about this. But this is going on underground everywhere. Now it's being pushed out in the open by the government, by the media. Why do they want this? Because they don't want us going against the bankers. They want us fighting with each other. Michael in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that someone I know is actually attacked with machetes over at a party over an incident with beer. He, like, there were random people that came up to him, and I guess that they didn't bring their own beer, but and they thought that his American beer was obviously worth it. So he didn't give it to him, but then it ended up just an argument there. But as he left the party, like six guys jumped him, and he ended up getting a few hundred stitches to his arms and his hands over that incident.
Now, was it Hispanics attacking Hispanics or whites attacking whites? What, I mean, what was the racial nature of it, or it wasn't racial, just machete?
Well, no, it was like a Hispanic, like I'm a Hispanic. It's just Hispanics just mostly speak English and
attacking each other.
No, but the people that are attacking them were like were the gangbangers, the Mexicans that come over the border kind of thing that they. They show up uninvited at parties, but then if you kick them out, they come back with groups of people with bats and machetes, and they occasionally do shoot at parties.
And they can't get in trouble because nobody knows what their name is. Anything else you'd like to add, Michael?
Well, just about this. For the past few years, they've had a lot of portable surveillance towers, if you can comment on that.
You said, stay there, your phone was cutting out. You said surveillance towers?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here.
Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're going straight back to your calls, then into economic news, Supreme Court news. Israel primed for war with Iran. Netanyahu deputy tells Reuters. Russia warns U.S. against unilateral Iran sanctions. Afghan war costs now outpace Iraq. Seymour Hersh says U.S. troops executing prisoners in Afghanistan. They have secret prisons for the tortured. But listen, if you're not for killing Muslims, you must be a racist. If you have any political view now, it's just total mind control. We're going back to your calls here in just a second. Before I do that, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. Number one, the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com with films like Invisible Empire, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. We start shipping Monday the new film Don't Tread on Me by William Lewis about 10th Amendment, states' rights, democracy versus republic. We have to become Americans and learn what it means to be Americans, regardless of what color we are, and come together and not let the big foundations divide us. I'll tell you about a few of the sponsors other than the online video bookstore that funds our operation. One of them, ZFoodsDirect.com, ending Friday, May 14th at midnight. They've extended for 1 week the special where you buy three, get one free. They make their food every month, biggest outfit in the country. Non-hybrid, non-GMO, eFoodsDirect.com. High-quality storable foods. In these crazy times, folks, I mean, if we have another full-bore depression, you're going to need storable food. I've got it. I believe in it. You may not need it, but I doubt that you're not going to need it. I mean, the way things are going, eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And one of the other great sponsors is Weapons Universe. And you see that big giant Conan sword made in Spain I had on air, super high quality. These folks are just wonderful. Weapons-universe.com. They've got everything you can imagine for yourself, defense needs. You need to go to weapons-universe.com. Whether you need knives or stun guns, blowguns, collapsible batons, they have it all, and they're patriots at weapons-universe.com. They have authentic movie replica swords, like the one made out of fine folded steel. You won't find a better selection of brand names like Cold Steel, Smith & Wesson, you name it. Weapons Universe, ladies and gentlemen, the largest selection and some of the best prices you will find anywhere. Go to weapons-universe.com or click on the banner we've got up on InfoWars.com. You'll be glad you did. Weapons-universe.com, just fabulous folks and great prices. Of course, it's evil to have weapons. You're just supposed to be, you know, hand all those into the government, everything will be fine. Like Mexico, where the citizens can't own guns, and they've had 23,000 murders in the last couple years. Let's go back to the phone calls quickly. Tony in Illinois, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? Thanks for taking my call. And I called the Troublemaker Studios before I called here, and I told them that, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? You're going to have a lot of innocent Mexicans' blood put on your hand. Because a lot of immigrants that come here, they're good people, but there's a majority that are criminals. And I was telling them, like, how are you going to portray a murderer as Jesus Christ? I was like, don't you believe in Jesus Christ? You know, and the guy was just like, well, thanks for your comment. He hung up on me. But I'm going to call her every day, two times a day. I don't want this film to be made in my nation's race, his name. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I mean, look. I mean, but it makes Hispanics look bad, but you ought to see the script where whites are killing priests and desecrating. I mean, that's, he says that at the end. He does, you know, they don't pray to Mary. They don't pray to Jesus. They pray to machete now. And, I mean, can you imagine being a white person? They're making a movie where conservative whites are murdering Hispanic children. Can you imagine what that's going to do?
Oh man, it's going to cause, like, I told him there's going to be so much blood on your hands. How are you doing this? You know, I date a white woman, you know what I'm saying? And we have a very good relationship and a lot of my friends are white, you know?
Well, I mean, look, I'm a white guy, and I'll tell you right now, okay, I didn't grow up calling Mexicans names. I didn't grow up being tossed up by my parents. A lot of my friends were Hispanic, and I tell Mecha people this, and they go, sure you do, whitey. I mean, they're literally brown Ku Klux Klan, and the issue is the media and the corporate, the state of Texas funded this, we've discovered, wants this message for all of us to hate each other. I mean, it's so obvious.
Yeah, I know, dude. You should make some of your films in Spanish because I'm part of We Are Change Chicago, and we're going to hit the Taste of Chicago for the summer and pass out DVDs. And I know there's going to be a lot of immigrants there, and they're in English. They won't understand it. You know,
well, here's the problem. We barely have the money to get our films out. But almost every one of my films, if you Google, say, Endgame Spanish, Obama Deception Spanish, they are on YouTube. I looked at cheap places. It's like $10,000 to have one language done. We ain't got the money, man. I mean, I've welcomed people to take the DVD, put it in German, put it in Chinese, put it in, and people have done that. Just do it. I mean, we're a small operation. I mean, a lot of days I'm the one carrying the trash out of here. I'm not Robert Rodriguez or Robert De Niro funded by the federal government. But absolutely, we want to reach out to every... That's what makes me so mad and then I've got to come out against this, and some people aren't sophisticated enough out there to understand even what I'm saying. Do you see what I'm trying to get at, Tony?
Yeah, because I try to pass this film out to some people. I give my copies of films to watch, and they tell me that I don't really understand it. I'm like, you know, some of them are teachers, and they're like, they really don't understand it. I'm like, wow, how can you not understand this? I can understand it.
That's because they've never been in the real paradigm. They've never been in reality that both parties are bought and paid for, that they're dividing us, they're manipulating us. Tony, God bless you. And, most of the films are on YouTube and Google in other languages. At least they have subtitles. And, folks, we can't do it all. If you want it in Russian, if you want it in Chinese, if you want it in Japanese, make a version, put it on the web. You know, my films are not copyright as long as you give them out free. Because if I said you can have the copyright, then I could lose the copyright. I've been told by copyright lawyers. But it's all available. I mean, look, we take the hard stands. If 9/11's an inside job, I don't care if it's popular to come out day one and say it's an inside job. I do it. I don't care what the issue is. I cover it. I talk about it. I'm about justice. I'm about telling the truth. I'm about being honest about who I am. And, I mean, I don't want to come out against Robert Rodriguez. I mean, I live here. You know, I mean, I've been putting two pretty big Hollywood films without even asking about Rick Linkletter, you know, who's a good friend of mine and part of the Texas Film Commission and involved. You know, I mean, I've been approached before by other filmmakers and said, come cast for this role. And if it's not a political role where I can talk about freedom and shattering the left-right paradigm and exposing the phony drug war like I do in Scanner Darkly Waking Life, I don't do it. And by the way, who put me in both those films? Not just Rick Linkletter, a great Hispanic American, good friend of mine, Tommy Pallotta, who's one of my best friends, and I wish he still lived in Austin. And you know what? You know, Tommy now has a baby. You know, the lady he had the baby with is white. I mean, what? Again, everybody wants to live in peace together, but that's not going to happen with films like this. And you can't just say, well, this is just an art project. Not when you say it's a message for Arizona. Not when you've got white people trying to murder Mexican kids and murdering priests. And again, it's militias. It's gun owner groups. The message is to Hispanics, you can't join a pro-gun group. The system is scared to death that blacks and Hispanics are part of Tea Parties, and they are. That's why day one they've said the Tea Parties are racist and hate people when they don't. And groups have been caught. The Democratic Party's been caught sending people out dressed up like Nazis at Tea Parties to discredit. This is a setup. And I'm going to give you Troublemaker Studios' number again. I guess they think it's real funny over there. You let them know. Everybody needs to start calling the Texas Film Commission. In fact, give me the number of the Texas Film Commission, please. We need to call the state legislature. In fact, let's look up what state board funds the Texas Film Commissions. That'd be Arts and Humanities. We need to call the chairman of the Arts and Humanities Committee of the House and Senate. I mean, it's up to you folks. You take action. You call the news. What about all the newspapers saying this is a loving, good movie and great? All these newspapers saying Machete's so good and not telling you what's in it. Then Fox puts out the trailer. There's a backlash and they pull it. Well, the film's even worse. What's going to happen when this comes out? Troublemaker Studios, 512-334-7777. Everybody call. 512-334-7777. Fax 512-391-1529. Send them nice faxes explaining how foundations fund this for division. I mean, I wonder if he's seen Birth of a Nation. I wonder if Robert Rodriguez knows that the Klan was less than 100,000 people until this movie was put out in 1915 by D.F. Griffin. and it shows black people persecuting whites, and then the whites go and murder them. And the Klan went to over 2 million people within a year of this coming out. That's what this is, folks. This is a Ku Klux Klan movie. Give me the Texas Film Commission number. We'll continue with your calls. Phone, 512-463-9200, 512-463-9200, 512-463-9200, or fax 512-463-4114, because they plan on making at least five more of these films. And let's make, we have the office of Rick Perry. Oh, so the film commission is under Rick Perry, the little pimp of the media. So you call Rick Perry right now and you let him know this is now an election issue, that he's funding a race war movie. 512-463-4114, 512-463-9200. And what do we do here? You know, they had that bill where the CPS comes into every newborn baby and does a review with the parents to see if they can take them. And he got over 10,000 phone calls from this show, and he vetoed it when he was going to sign it. I stand up for little kids not being grabbed. I stand up against corruption, period. I don't care what people say or what they do. But the good news is every Hispanic caller and email I've gotten has said they are sick of being called coconuts and porchos and racist names because they want to be able to own their own house and own their own car and not be slaves to a communist system, because they want their Second Amendment, because they want their sovereignty, because they're tired of being robbed by illegal aliens. They're tired of their kids being picked on by them, because, folks, the illegal aliens have a license to kill in this country. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Truth Patriot in New Jersey. Thanks for holding, Truth Patriot. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? I'm a 10-year listener of yours. I've been, like you said, you call 9/11 like you see it. CPS, you are basically the life raft, and America is sinking, and you're our only hope, honestly. You're the only voice out there that is not controlled opposition like Glenn Beck, and maybe the only other person I would agree with would be Judge Napolitano.
But see, I hate to even have you say that, because it makes me feel like crap, because I don't do that good of a job. But it's sick. Why am I the best there is?
Great job, Alex. You know, you put out Police State 4, Invisible Empire. I bought both of those on DVD. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and if you're not one, you need to subscribe. It's like 15 cents a day. Let's support the operation. And honestly, Alex, I wish that you sold autographs DVDs, because I would like to buy those for collector's items. I even have your original VHS copy of America Destroyed by Design. For all of you new listeners, Alex Jones has been telling you the truth. I've known for at least 10 years. I'm a highly educated Hispanic high school teacher, and I just want to get into my points. He has the best guests on, like Gerald Celente, Judge Napolitano, Bob Chapman, Jesse Ventura, Ron Paul, Tarpley, Griffin, Cindy Sheehan, and Alex, you don't give yourself enough credit. But let me get into now some of the points I wanted to make about mob psychology, which directly relates into what you're talking about.
Which is mass mind control. I wish I'd have brought mob psychology up. That's it. They've learned how when people get in a group think, the thinking process switches off. It's literal mind control. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a high school teacher, like I said, and as you know, across the country, they're doing massive layoffs with teachers. Our students wanted to do something about it. So at first, they did something called a sit-in. And out of the 1,000 kids in my high school, only maybe 50 kids did the sit-in. And I was looking at it from a psychological point of view. It's because most of the 1,000 kids are not fully educated, and it also required additional work. For them to sit-in means they had to stay after school. It required extra work. So it wasn't very successful, but 2 days later, they did a walk out, and that was much more successful. Now, again, I'm watching this from a psychological point of view. The walk out was much more successful, even though lots of the kids didn't really know the reasons for their walk out, didn't know the politics. Everybody got behind it because it's something all the kids want to do anyway. They all want to leave school. So almost every kid left school because, the protest was designed to get everybody aboard. Now, I kind of wanted to tie that little pilot program in to what's really going on now with things like Ron Paul. Ron Paul wants to abolish the Federal Reserve, and he's trying to do things like H.R. 1207. He's trying to, well, audit the Fed now. And then you got Bernie Sanders now trying to, like, you know, do a bait and switch at the last second. Well, we're really not going to be able to audit the Fed. Ron Paul wants to abolish the 16th Amendment, you know, the IRS, which is unconstitutional. And I see right now what's going on is that they're doing this to kind of appease the Tea Party, the controlled opposition like Glenn Beck. Here's basically my big idea, Alex, and I really want you to think about this. It's a peaceful revolution. Alex Jones has never called for violence, and this is a peaceful revolution right here. I suggest that on July 4th, the 4th of July, 2011, every American stops paying their mortgage, we stop paying our car payments, we stop paying our credit cards. We are fueling the bankers that are enslaving us. I suggest that we have a movement where we stop fueling the empire. If we all stop doing this, first thing we need to do is make sure we have a 2-year food supply, we need 2 years of water, and we need to have some medicine and things like that. We need to be self-sufficient for 2 years.
Well, let me say this. Let me say this. This is what Iceland and others have done, and it's successful, similar things. And if we don't do something like this, the banks are just going to get rid of all the basic services, teachers, potholes. That's the plan. That's the New Jersey austerity. But then the money, all the money basically then just goes to the banks. That's how, and then they scapegoat the Greek workers. They scapegoat mortgage holders. They scapegoat teachers. Again, it's a scapegoat.
Right. The money's basically worthless. Like, we're not on a gold standard anymore. We're kind of on like a fiat oil standard. I believe right now what we need to do is stop paying our mortgages. They cannot foreclose everybody's house. They cannot repo everybody's car. And if we stop paying our credit cards, the money's worthless anyway. So there will be a peaceful revolution as long as we got people like Oath Keepers and we raise the collective consciousness of the public. Everybody will get aboard this, like that model I gave you of the walkout. Most people won't get in on a sit-in because it requires extra work. But everybody will get in on behind not paying their mortgage. Everybody understands this banking system's a fraud. Everyone understands we're getting raped by the bankers. Therefore, everybody
no,
will
it's a great
money.
Idea. It's just how to have the media power to coordinate it, to get enough people to do it, because that would bring the bankers to their knees. But in closing, what do you think of the information in Machete? I mean, do you agree that that's going to cause a backlash against Hispanics, and that's what it's designed to do?
Well, yeah, I think you're covering this, you know, extremely well. And if it wasn't for a watchdog like yourself, I think they would be able to come through with this, and it would create a, you know, more divide and conquer, more race wars between Hispanics and Americans. And that's what they want us to do, is to infight. What we need to do is stay united and not let things like Machete and all their countless amounts of divide and conquer techniques that they try to do, blacks against whites, Hispanics against whites, Arizonans against Mexicans. They try this over and over and over and over again, and it's not going to work because we got people like you, exploiting their divide and conquer techniques. Machete is just over the top.
God bless you. We got to get a break.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan.
The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Folks, I probably shouldn't even have spent the last 2 hours or 3 hours covering this. Just, I live in Texas. I live in peace with everybody. I like everybody, and I'm sick of it. We're going to continue with Chris, Paul, Ralph, and a few others on this subject. Rob Redding, on a host of issues, is joining us, but he wanted to come on about the whole open border situation in Arizona. Rob Redding coming up, syndicated radio host here on Genesis. He's also a station manager, one of the stations we're on. And so he is coming up at the 8 after. You know, I keep waking up in the middle of the night because when I'm awake, I'm all geared up and, you know, macho consciously. But then when I wake up in the middle of the night, like, my God, the banks are stealing trillions. They're going to raise taxes on everybody. They're going to take everything we've got. They're setting up a police state. All of this is really happening. Gold went up to $1,240. It's right there right now. We've been right about everything. I wish I wasn't right. They're coming out with vaccines that brain damage you by design to make you behave yourself. That's mainstream news. I haven't even gotten into that. Kagan is absolutely anti-Second Amendment and free speech to be the new Supreme Court justice. I mean, they're going for it. And they plan to have us all fighting with each other and killing each other, and all I want's freedom. That's all I want. But I wanted to bring Ted up for this segment and part of the next because I hate to say, see, I told you so again, when gold was $280 an ounce 6-7 years ago, and then 400 and 500 and 600 and 700, 800, 900, 1,000, 1,100, 1,200, 1,240. I mean, it's insane. And it also supports the network, though not much because Ted's so competitive. But he is running out again, and it keeps going up, but he still bought gold. When it was, what, $70, $80 less than it is now an ounce, he can pass those savings on to you, but not for long, because even mainstream news is now saying $3,000 an ounce gold because the printing presses are on high. This is a guarantee they've destroyed America. We may be able to fix it and rebuild something, but we'll be too busy killing each other in a race war, I guess. What about our children? What about our children living in peace together? Ted Anderson, I wanted to bring you up here just to give people today's gold offer and talk about what's happening. Gold has now gone through its all-time record high and is holding there. This is incredible.
It sure is, Alex. I mean, yesterday we seen gold during the middle of the trading day run all the way up to $1,290.60. It was 40 cents away from hitting $1,250 an ounce. It closed at its high that it's never seen before. Right now it's holding that number. Right now it's trading at about $1,235 an ounce. And I got to tell you, Alex, the European people are just scared out of their skin about having their money in cash. They're watching the banking system destroy their economies. It really burns me up when I think about the fact that we are bailing out through the IMF here in the United States, us the taxpayers, Greece. And it just, you know, I mean, how many countries do we have to carry when we can't even carry ourselves? I mean, the United States.
Mexico's collapsing. Iceland's collapsing. Portugal, Italy, Greece. Everything's collapsing. And everything's got to go to the bankers. And they're all over the news today, Ted, saying the good times are over. We're going to cut all your services, but taxes are going to go up. But look, at least people can protect themselves with gold and silver. It's not perfect, but it's the best thing out there. Tell folks the coins fast. We're about to go to break. Give them the number.
Sure. The best coin right now is the franc at 256.68. We do the forecaster for a full year for you, and that's $159 for the subscription. That puts that coin at $97.68. You're buying gold at $488.40 an ounce. I don't think there's nobody out there that's even selling the coin for $256.68. That coin is so far discounted, and when you consider the fact that it's $488.40 an ounce, you're not going to buy gold for less than that out there. Gold's over $1,200 an ounce right now.
Let me give folks the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, 800-686-2237. Ted, stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ted Anderson is our guest. Rob Redding, a great syndicated radio host here on Genesis, also station manager we happen to be on, is coming up to talk about a host of issues and to continue with your phone calls. But, Ted, I mean, this is a no-brainer. Back when, I mean, you guys send me the daily coin offers, and I see it, and it'll be a fifth of an ounce, say, European franc, and it'll be $2, $3, $4, $5 markup depending what day it is. I happen to know your markup on a $250 coin is $3, $4. I've asked you how you even operate. Then on top of that, you sell bullion, collector coins, you name it. You buy them when the market's down, and then you sell it when the market is up at the original price. And I know I keep explaining that to people, but folks are not going to find better deals. What about the half ounce silver coins you've got that you bought when silver was at $15? But of course, you had to pay the premium to get them. And then now it's right up there at 19 something, almost 20. I mean, tell folks about that offer.
Yeah, sure. It's the Walking Liberty half right now. I'm selling that coin at $9.75. And that coin right now is trading at $11 plus out there in the marketplace. So that is just a fabulous buy as well. You know what else I have? I have the British Sovereign at $3.32.12. I've been checking my competitors' sites. They're out of them. I accumulated these things when the price was lower. I guess I'm really lucky I locked into what I did.
Yeah, that's another issue. They admit in Europe, especially in Austria, they're running out of gold or have run out. They're putting in gold vending machines in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. People are really starting to discover gold, and when the yuppies finally discover it, it's over.
Well, that's right, because there's not enough above-ground supply to go around. You replayed that interview that you had with the Gata guy, and that's what he was talking about. The above-ground supply of gold is not enough to meet the demand right now, and that's why we're seeing the price go up. There just is simply not enough coins to go around, let alone a coin that was made previous to the 1940s. You know, that British sovereign goes all the way back into the 1800s. So do the Franks. There's a finite supply of them out there. I don't know if you understand what that means. It just means that they're never going to be manufactured again, ever. So what I'm dealing with is something that was manufactured in the 1800s and the early 1900s. A lot of people like to buy these coins because they talk about exemptions from confiscation and this type of thing. I just like to get small pieces of gold in your hand. In this particular case, I'm selling it for less than half the value of the spot price of gold. So I don't know how in the world I can make this easier for people to buy gold. I need people to get into gold coins. So do you. And of course your purchases help the network and support the broadcast of the Alex Jones Show. But isn't that what we want to do in the first place?
Yeah, we're not funded by the federal government, the Ford Foundation, and the Texas Film Commission. We're funded by you buying the books, the videos, supporting the sponsors, and getting the gold. Plus, I've shopped around. Ted is the best. That's why he's getting so big in his 30 years in business. That's why when others are running out because suppliers don't trust him, Ted can get it because he has the highest rating of the Better Business Bureau. Even reputable coin dealers don't usually have that because people always complain. Ted has the highest rating you can get. Give him a call, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, ladies and gentlemen, for gold and your silver needs. Now is the time to get involved. They got a bunch of other coins in gold and silver, but a lot of it in small amounts because they're running out. Ask about it, and you get the big discount when you say, I heard it on the Alex Jones Show. It is a Ted Anderson, Alex Jones special, 800-686-2237. And we also have an article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson that talks about 3,000. It says gold could explode to 3,000 as confidence in currencies collapses. And the only way you can get this special deal on an online offer, because the prices are higher at MidasResources.com, you link through to the special page we've got at the bottom. You can get these same radio deals via this offer at PrisonPlanet.com. Gold could explode to 3,000 as confidence in currencies collapse. Key article and the link at the bottom, 800-686-2237. Don't procrastinate. Brokers will be there till midnight tonight. Ted Anderson, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. Rob Redding, syndicated radio talk show host, great radio presence. He'll be joining us and your phone calls, Chris, Paul, Ralph, and others. Stay with us.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091.
Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we've got 52 minutes left in radio transmission. I'll be taking calls on the same subject. The racist film Machete by Robert Rodriguez. It's basically a race war film. We have the script coming out in September. Racist film Machete produced with taxpayer funds. We're going to talk about the Arizona situation, the border situation, how this is threatening to really cause tension in the country, and where the situation is going. Mexico literally collapsing, many of the criminals of the country pouring across, but many also hardworking people who've had their economy destroyed by NAFTA and GATT. Where is all this going? It's ReadingNewsReview.com. He's got a syndicated radio show on Genesis. I always enjoy it when I'm able to tune into it. And he also is a program director at KMLB 540 AM in Monroe, Louisiana. And then they've been picking us up for 4 or 5 months. They've already seen some ratings increases on my show. So that's exciting. A lot of new stations. We're gaining about 2 or 3 a week right now, which is a fast growth rate for us. So we want folks to also tune into 540 AM in Monroe, Louisiana, KMLB. And our guest, Rob Redding, is going to be with us for the next 50 minutes, the balance of the hour. We'll also get into what's happening globally with the banks, what he sees happening with the bailouts. The end of the left-right paradigm is no matter who you put in office, the looting just continues. So we'll be discussing that. We're going to go to Chris, Paul, Ralph, and others who've already been holding along the same issue. So stay there, callers. We're going to get to you. Appreciate you calling. Rob, good to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, tell us, most of my listeners probably know who you are and tune in. Your show's one of the most popular here on the network. But the type of talk radio you do and where you see this country going.
Well, the type of talk radio I do, first of all, let me just say thank you again for having me on. I really appreciate it. You're one of the most important voices in radio. Congratulations on the Radio Inc. cover. I was showing my boss the other day, the owner of the radio station, that this show is definitely growing by leaps and bounds. I look for you to be at, 500 or 600 affiliates before it's all over with after having that cover.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Well, if people see the light of day, I think that they're starting to understand that there is definitely something afoot in Washington, D.C., and it's corrupt, and it needs to be addressed, and this show does just that.
Well, thank you.
The type of show that I do is, I'm an independent. I do, I guess, radio from an independent perspective. We share a lot of the same views, in that, I believe that government is, corrupt. I believe that the Republicans and Democrats are duping us and that they need to be exposed. And that's what the show, seeks to do. It's called Reading News Review and the website readingnewsreview.com.
Well, I always enjoy the show, not just because of your commentary and energy and intelligence, but also the guests you have on. I mean, you're a program director and you produce your show, and
right.
You're kind of in the same place I'm at, having to do a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's important work that you are doing and that I think that I'm doing because, you know, you could always say that, you know, I've got products and things like that that I sell, but I also have products that I give away. I give away just as many books as I sell. It's probably more books than I sell. I know you supply your audience daily with your radio show and get little reward from it. But you also have lots of YouTube videos that I've watched and I think are very compelling. I don't agree with all the elements, but I do believe that your heart is in the right place and that you ultimately stand for the same thing I stand for, and that's truth.
Well, Rob Redding, let's get your take on the hottest issue right now in the United States. Or if you disagree, I mean, maybe it's the war with Iran or the economy imploding. But what I hear on talk radio, in the newspapers, what I hear people talking about on the street is the fact that Mexico is collapsing, that there are people here who do not want our borders controlled, and both political parties basically want to drive down the wages. They want to have, you know, basically groups in this nation that they can exploit. But either way you look at it, it looks to me like it's starting to really deteriorate and come to a head. What's your view on the Arizona situation?
Well, I believe that this is a situation where clearly there are some issues of race here. But however, this is identity politics, smash mouth identity politics that the Democrats are playing. They would not be concerned about these people in this state being free if they didn't gain something from it. You wouldn't have Al Sharpton out there talking about boycotting. You wouldn't have you wouldn't have the likes of Jesse Jackson out there talking about this is Selma, Alabama, if they didn't think that they were going to gain something from it. So the Democrats have always been a hodgepodge of different groups, whether it be blacks, whether it be gays, whether it be Jews or whatever. It's a hodgepodge of different people. And this is identity politics where they're trying to bring these 500,000 people, these illegals, people that are illegally here from the moment they stepped into the country, are illegally here, have committed a crime, into the Democratic Party. And that's what's going on here. And I've been saying on my radio program, and I'm serious about this, we need to lock every single individual that comes across the border up and put them in jail. Don't deport them for them to come back over. Put them in jail. That's what I'm talking about. Because the reverse of that is they would rather us carry national ID cards in our own country so they can mark us, so they can track us, okay? The government, people that are here legally, that were born here, raised here, like you and I, carry these cards so they know exactly what we are, what we're doing, and God knows what else, to be in our own country. And that's ridiculous.
Well,
these
Rob
people
Redding,
are legally here.
Rob Redding, that's a point I've made, and I'm glad you bring that up. They have a 100-mile deep zone around the whole country with Border Patrol checkpoints where citizens, the YouTube videos are famous, Pastor Anderson and others, get beat up for asking questions, black, Hispanic, white. If you're a citizen, you're a piece of trash. We have all over the news where illegals get let go for no driver's license, no insurance, drunk driving. The judges just let them go. The railroad serial killer killed a bunch of people, continued to be released. They're undocumented, and then it's a bait and switch. Bush's and now the Democratic Party, Obama's, President Obama's legislation is the same thing. Citizens have to have an ID to work. We're all tracked, but then they're still going to selectively leave all the illegals alone. I mean, I want to be a first-class citizen, and as a citizen, I'm not. I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. Why do you think that's going on?
I think it's going on because, again, they want to, in terms of identity politics, with what we're seeing with the Democrats, they're trying to bring these people into the fold. And I don't understand it because I was having a conversation with someone who's fairly independent, who said to me, he said, these guys are largely conservative on most issues. The only issue that they even agree with the Democrats on is the fact that they should be able to break the law and stay in the country illegally. These people have no allegiance to the Democratic Party. So why are the Democrats clamoring to help them? I'll tell you why, because for the first time, you know, we saw Barack Obama gain a lot of votes, a Democrat gain a whole lot of votes from sectors that they hadn't gained votes from before. That being one where many Latinos and Hispanics have been known to be a little lethargic about supporting the Democratic Party. However, now they are. And so we're seeing them clamoring to help them stay in the country illegally. And that's just wrong. It's wrong as hell. If these people come into this country illegally, they have committed a crime. They should be held accountable just like everybody else. Brothers in the hood are getting locked up for less. So if that's the case, then if you come across the border illegally, you have to be sent to jail. Forget that. Forget deporting them. Put them in jail. And people say, we don't have enough jail space. Of course we don't. Fine, make tent cities, because my goal is to make them run right back across the border. Instead of running over here to this country, they'll run back across. We start.
Well, I mean, here's the issue. If somebody came from China or Japan or Europe, that's thousands of miles away, and we don't have a history of wars with those countries. so many of these illegal aliens that are up here right now are trying to intimidate Hispanic Americans to join their race movement, their La Raza, their Mecha movement. I've had Hispanic caller after caller call in. We're going to go to some more of those folks here in a moment. I have one guy that disagrees, so he'll go to the head of the line, the first caller in three shows I've done on this who actually disagrees. So please stay there. Gilbert, I believe is the name. Yes, it's Gilbert. But think about this. And the news hid this, but I finally saw it in one local NBC news story out of San Francisco over the weekend of the five kids at that school sent home for wearing American flag shirts. Three of them were Hispanic. And it turned out that two of them just so happened to be wearing shirts that had American flags. I mean, we've all got those. They sell them everywhere. They're at Old Navy, they're like $5. My little kids have got them. We wear them on the 4th of July. I mean, I don't mean to threaten anybody when I put out a picnic table that's got red, white, and blue on 4th of July to eat barbecue. I mean, I'm not evil here. And it was so threatening to the illegal group that was in that school that they demanded they be thrown out of school, and they were thrown out of school. That's the issue, is that so many of these people coming in, you know, really don't like the United States because Mexico lost that war.
And you're right. And it does. You know what? And Alex, you shouldn't have to sit up there and say what race they are, what ethnicity or whatever, because it doesn't make a difference. I go by America's independent voice. Look, this country has sinned. It's fallen short. But it needs to be held accountable for striving to be the great land and nation that it should be. And so that's why I say America's independent voice. Yes, I know about slavery. Yes, I know about civil rights. Yes, I know about Jim Crow and all of that. We overcame all of that stuff, and we're still overcoming. But the point is this. They're American citizens. They're entitled to wear the flag if they so choose. And when do people that come here illegally who have committed a crime, see, that's what people forget. People want to say all illegals are criminals. I'm not saying that just because people want to say that they come here committing crimes. I'm saying by the act of coming here without documentation, you are an illegal citizen. So when do you dictate to me, the American citizen, what I can wear, when I can wear it, and how long I can wear it? That's preposterous.
It's incredible, and it just gets worse and worse. I want to go to Gilbert, who disagrees, Chris and Paul, because they've been holding for a long time. When we come back in this next short segment, we're going to continue with our guest, but you'll get a chance to not just talk to Alex Jones, but Rob Redding of RedingNewsReview.com. Excellent syndicated broadcast. I suggest our affiliates out there look at picking it up. Great radio brought to you by a program director, so he knows what he's doing. And thank you for mentioning the Radio Inc., Rob. I haven't really covered it yet because I want to have a chance to read over it a few times, but it's a pretty positive report. It's an insider publication for those that don't know. And Dr. Laura went from 20-something affiliates to 400 after she was on the cover.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown.
allaroundgear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, efoodsdirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's efoodsdirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's efoodsdirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
All right, Rob Redding is our guest and kid radio host. Let's talk to Gilbert in Texas, who says he disagrees. Gilbert, go ahead, sir. Gilbert in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I wanted to say that this is a little overblown. I think the movie's terrific. I think it's a fictional movie, and I think people know to distinguish between fiction and reality, and that we're not that stupid to go out there and do exactly what the movie, what a movie tells us to do or implies us to do. And
Gilbert, Fox put out the trailer and they said this is a message to Arizona, and then it cuts to people with sniper rifles at politicians shot at the Capitol, and it has white people running around like a bunch of racists killing Hispanics. The point is that this is taxpayer funded, we've now discovered as well.
Well, let me tell you, as a supporter of immigrants, and I'm not for open borders, but as a supporter of immigrants, because I was a former teacher, that I've worked with immigrants myself, and they're fine people. The majority of them are all fine people. And right now I know an illegal immigrant myself that has been here all his life. His parents were too irresponsible to get him his papers. So now that he's married with kids here, he has to go all the way to Mexico and spend a couple of the years or whatever, I don't know how long, and leave his family here, which is something that's out of the question.
Sir, if we just let everybody in, if we didn't have this big welfare system, it might work. The country is going bankrupt. Have you seen California laying all these people off, totally falling apart?
But the immigrants are the hardest working segment of the population. Look at every kitchen, look at every street, look at every construction site. The hardest work is being done by the immigrants.
Let me get a comment from Rob Redding on this. Rob,
what kind of weed are you smoking? I don't understand. I mean, if you say the immigrants are the hardest working population, they are taking jobs away from individuals that were already in line, even people that immigrated legally. I have tons of people that call into my show that immigrated here legally that say these folks are jumping in front of us and unemploying us. They came here legally.
Well, let me tell you something. You can make the case for Walmart and any big corporation overcompeting for jobs and taking away jobs from and businesses from everyone. You can make that case
Don't change the issue. You're the one saying that immigrants are good for America. I'm not saying immigrants are bad. I'm saying illegals are bad. And as far as your friend goes, it's not our fault that he's illegally here. His parents should have done what they should have done and taken care of that paperwork. So, you know what? I'm crying no tears here for this guy having to go back and handle his business.
Well, that's an opinion. It's not a fact. I think.
Listen, let me expand on this, sir. Are you denying that they have 800-plus sanctuary cities where citizens are arrested for drunk driving and not having insurance and ticketed, but illegals aren't?
You know, that's the truth. Let me tell you, the problem is the government. It isn't the people that are the immigrants. They didn't make that law.
What do you mean? Vicente Fox came to Austin and gave money 5 years ago and gave awards to the state, to the city, and to Wells Fargo for allowing them to have rights that citizens don't have, sir. Listen, what about all the illegals that are running around saying this is Mexico? Spain had it, France had it, Russia had California. I mean, they don't say they have a claim. I mean, it was the United States. Mexico attacked troops in Oklahoma. That's why the U.S. Marines and Army went down there and took over Mexico City, and they didn't take that. They paid Mexico for what was here. Look, let's just say this is really Mexico. Why would people want to turn this into Mexico? Look at what's happened in Mexico. Gilbert?
Party of people. You know, who cares about what those people say? You know, that's just a small portion of the population. I mean, I'm a Latino, and I don't say that. I don't care who owns this country. As long as I'm free and I can do whatever I want, who cares? Who cares what the Minutemen say?
Well, you say you think it's a great... Hold on. You think it's a great movie. Have you seen Machete?
I've seen the trailer. It looks terrific, and I've seen his other movies, and they're absolutely entertaining. So I'm looking forward to see it.
Gilbert, are you here legally?
No, but if I wasn't, I would be proud to be here illegally, because there's nothing wrong with looking for liberty. Any human being that looks for liberty, power to them. I don't think liberty should be only allowed for...
You can't just take liberty, sir. You can't take liberty hostage, and that's what these people are doing.
Well, you know, so be it. You know,
I'm not going to let some illegals hijack liberty, sir. I'm not going to do it.
And you know what? I'm not going to stay in a country where I'm a slave, an economic slave. I'm not going to stay in a country where I might get killed. And I'm not going to stay
no
in a country
No one's killing you. No
family.
One's enslaving you.
He's talking
you.
About Mexico.
I'm
talking about Mexico.
Okay.
And I'll escape at any time, and I don't care what anybody says. And you know what? I'm a supporter of the 9/11 movement. I'm a supporter of false flag. I believe the government does false flags. But you know what? I can't disagree more with you guys on this issue. And I think I have a right to.
Sir, we just had you on air. We went to you first. I mean, my whole issue is there's 600 million people in Latin America. There's over 6 billion globally that all want to come here. We can't have 6 billion people here. And we're the most open country in the world. I mean, Mexico has their most draconian border control after North Korea. They admit that. They grab Guatemalan immigrants and... in Mexico, they treat natives horribly. I'm just sick of Mexico telling America how bad it is. Rob Redding's our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Dog chewed your remote control, lost your remote, or is your remote control just not working? Let replacementremotes.com replace or fix it for you.
We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, home audio or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote control. Visit replacementremotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. We also carry hotel and hospital remote controls. Visit replacementremotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. That's replacementremotes.com, 336-377-2220.
Replacementremotes.com, replacementremotes.com. If you need a remote control, replacementremotes.com.
For all your remote control needs, visit replacementremotes.com, 336-377-2220.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Rob Redding is our guest. I want to go to Chris, Paul, Ian, Ivan, Joe, and others for you on this subject. But this is the perfect divide and conquer for the Ford Foundation and the government, where you bring in tens of millions of people and they just say, look, I'll come here if I want. People come here. There's ads in the newspaper in Mexico. This has been in the news saying, come here when your water breaks, have your baby. You can stay. You all go on welfare. The baby's paid for. They're telling teachers and highway patrol people they've got to work 5 days a week and be paid for four. They're laying off half the cops in many towns in Ohio, California, you name it. Everything's collapsing. The nation's bankrupt. And kids wear American flags in school and have to leave because it's upsetting. And then he says, oh, no, that's not the view. And I think this movie Machete is wonderful when I've got the script and it is off the charts horrible. Mr. Redding, break this down for us, your view on it.
I think that what we're seeing here is exactly what you just said. This is a tragedy in motion, and there are people that are racing toward the flames. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, what we're seeing in terms, and the only reason why I'm thinking clearly here is because I'm an independent. I'm off the political party plantation. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not even a partisan independent. I'm a nonconformist independent. I can see this for what it is. I don't care about the Republicans getting more votes. I don't care about the Democrats getting more votes, or the Libertarians, or anyone else. I'm not aligning with any right, left, center coalition on this thing, either for or against. I am going rogue here, I guess, for a better way to put it, and just saying, look, this is wrong to have these people imported as the quote-unquote new slaves within this whole economic structure that these people are trying to build here, and we see it being built before our eyes on their backs and unemploying people that have been in line first that are American citizens, and not lock these people up is dead wrong.
It is, Rob. It is dead wrong. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Texas. Oh, we just talked to Chris. Who's up next, John? Chris in Texas is. We had an earlier Chris. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I want to thank you, man. First-time caller, long-time listener. I am just blown away, downright furious. I mean, from this Robert Rodriguez film, I once, and I will say, used to be a fan of his. I enjoyed some of his earlier shows, but as a Hispanic American, as a Hispanic in America, I literally just have to step down from that and just say it's not right. I mean, as Hispanics, you know, that live here in America, people they have to, and I'm talking about them specifically, have to sit back and say, listen, we're Americans first. We were born here. We had loved ones and family members die in wars in this country to give us the right to live here, and to sit there and join arms with groups that believe in this Aztlan, this Mexico Rising. It's ludicrous, and it's a slap in the face of everybody who's fought, whether you're Hispanic.
And Mexico's not rising. It's not the example. I mean, exactly. It never had a 1776. I mean, I wish. Have you seen the video of that communist school teacher saying,
yes.
look, these racist white people don't really dislike us because we're brown. They don't like us because we're communist. And, well, that's actually true. Imagine having a bunch of foreigners saying, we love communism. And let me tell you, that's a big percentage of these people because the universities and schools teach it. I mean, I'm not for turning my guns in. And most of these immigrant groups, when they vote, they end up voting for big government and gun control. And so, of course, and then Robert Rodriguez is making a movie where these pro-gun militias are the bad guys. There aren't militias out murdering people at the border. It's made up.
He demonizes it, Alex. What Robert Rodriguez and people, what Hispanics don't understand is they are going to demonize good tax-paying voting Hispanics that live in America that, you know, like myself who married a white woman who's having a child. You know what? There's nothing wrong with embracing your heritage and your ancestors, but there's something wrong with not embracing who you are as an American and having the pride in what you are. My son will speak Spanish, but he will learn American first. He will learn English first. You know, our son will embrace that, but you know, Alex, when I saw that teacher, that college teacher sitting there talking that hate, that communist, that socialistic, it broke my heart as a Hispanic, because right then and there, when people see this, they're just too ignorant and dumb to sit there.
Well, Chris, that's why I saw this on Cinco de Mayo last week. I was going to play it, but I was like, man, I don't want to give in to the division because even countering it may cause that. And I was thinking about not even covering it because there's so much other stuff to cover. And then I got contacted by two Hispanic members of Rodriguez's crew saying, look, have you seen the trailer? It's worse than that. And then I got the script, and I can't even, when you read this script, I mean, it is just, and I don't want to spoil the whole film, so I'm not going to release the whole script, and it is a free speech issue, and I could probably release it, but I'm not going to. We've shown certain sections of it so we can prove what we're saying. I can't believe it, and I appreciate your call, Chris. Comments on that, Rob Redding?
Well, I haven't seen the Rodriguez movie or trailer, so I'm kind of jumping in on this, but I can say this, that, to demonize groups that carry guns and say that they're supremacist or what have you is an overgeneralization. I've never been for gun control in this country. I believe that we should have the right to carry. We should defend our country, and those things are important. But just to blatantly say that these groups automatically oppose you because of your race is wrong. Lots of people stand on principle here. I stand on principle of the fact that you have to do it the right way. Yes, there's a process. It takes a while. But if you want to truly get in this country, you can. But you cannot come in breaking laws, and we cannot condone the porous borders that we're seeing.
Well, plus we're being told we've got to give all our rights up because terrorists are going to kill us. And then the border's basically wide open, and they use illegal alien labor to build the 50 miles of the 200-mile fence they never finished. I mean, it's a joke. Let's talk to Paul in Texas. You're on the air with Rob Redding. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Alex. I've been listening to you concerning this Robert Rodriguez, movie. And, you have to keep in mind that he's up there with Tarantino, you know? It's just ridiculous and absurd, you know? I understand how it just comes in at exactly the right time, you know, to incite people. But for the most part, people will not replicate this, you know? It would be like people going around after watching American History X and committing the same acts of violence that they see there, you know?
No, it's different. In American History X, the white supremacist is the bad guy. Okay, this isn't done that way. Whites are attacking churches, crucifying Catholic priests, trying to murder Hispanic children, murdering Hispanics in cold blood. They shoot it at the Capitol. They put out a trailer saying, this is a message to Arizona. That's why Fox has now pulled the trailer. They realize that was then mixed in with reality. And believe me, once you see this movie, when it comes out, because I haven't seen the film, but I've got the script, which is the film. This is not like a black exploitation film or something that, you know, has a little bit of this in it. And this is free speech. You know, he can do this. My only issue is I'm constantly hearing how tea parties are all racist and they want to kill everybody. And 99% of that's made up and a lie. Okay, and if you're against government health care, you're racist. Or if you're against the banker bailout, you're racist. When it has, when that's injecting the racial issue. Look, I'm a 36-year-old white guy, okay? I grew up in Dallas, Texas. I will assure you, I hardly ever heard anything racial. Nothing from my parents. Nothing deer hunting with rednecks. Nothing from anybody. I mean, the only time I heard it was from other groups, and it was mainly like a joke, you know, to me. So I don't understand it because believe me, all I ever hear about is how white people have this big secret, you know, operation of racism. And yeah, there's some toothless Klan members out there running around. And half the time you do the research, it's federally funded, like Hal Turner, who was always attacking me. I don't even know what to say, but I appreciate your call. Comments on that, Rob Redding.
Well, there definitely exists in America racism, and that's definitely an issue. People that say that the Tea Party movement is all racial, obviously it's an overgeneralization. However, let me just say, I was at a Tea Party gathering where they were protesting on tax day in Seattle, and I felt like I was at a Klan rally. I'm not going to lie. I felt very uncomfortable. There were black people there, but they were watching on the outskirts. I decided to go in and mingle with the crowd. It's just the number of white people that we're seeing that oppose the president. It's the signs that were, that some of the signs that they were carrying on Barack Obama felt Klan-like. It's easy. It makes it easy for the Democrats, because remember, I'm not one. I'm an independent. It makes it easy for the Democrats, sure, to tar these people and say, you know what? All of these people are racist.
But isn't that also a self-fulfilling prophecy that from day one, the media said it was racist? And so black people then don't feel comfortable going?
Might be. I mean, that's why I made it a point to go into the rally and to see for myself how I would be received. No one spoke to me. No one said hello. I said hello to several people. Some people just looked at me like, you're out of place. What are you doing here?
Well, that's bad news. I hadn't seen much evidence of that, but certainly there's a lot of different variants of Tea Party. There's Republican Tea Party Nation. There's the Ron Paul type Tea Parties that I assure you black folks are welcome at. And look, I have no doubt that there is, you know, racism in some areas of the Republican Party, and there are white people out there that are racist. I mean, I'll be honest. I like Northerners, but I've been up to New York and places a lot. And that's when I really first in my life heard racial politics, and maybe it's because everybody's herded in together in a big compact city, but I did hear some of it, over the years, just randomly in places like that, but that is certainly not good news there. So it's just further division then.
It is further division. I mean, look, it does exist. Some of it's being overplayed by these political parties, and that's exactly what we're seeing here on the immigration issue. So I think that, you know, again, some of it in terms of Tea Party is in terms of what we're seeing in terms of opposition to the president. I have a concern, though, I will say, about Barack Obama being called a socialist. Every charismatic black guy that we see that comes into power, and I've been saying this over and over again, that comes into power, you can look at Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, they were all called socialists. So people say, well, that completely absolves me of being racist. I just believe Barack Obama's a socialist. Well, all Democrats under that description are socialists, because Hillary Clinton would be doing the same thing.
Hillary a socialist too. I mean, look how big the government's getting. Look, but it's more like fascism because it's all going to the banks.
He's continued that destructive fascist policy that we've seen from George Bush. And you can attack Barack Obama on sheer policy. You don't have to name call. You can just say the fact that only 1% of the stimulus has gone to black firms when 5% exist out there. You can say he lied to the black farmers and be completely right and say, why are you guys supporting this guy? I mean, he's supposed to be black like you, but he doesn't act like you. The whole point is he's not catching, quote unquote, your back here. And he's not speaking to the issues that you're concerned about. He says he's not going to do anything about black unemployment. He says he's not particularly concerned. He says these are the new highs that we're seeing. We shouldn't be too concerned in terms of unemployment altogether in general. The point is that the guy's not doing what he said he was going to do, and that's where you nail him. You don't have to nail him and say he's a socialist. You don't have to nail him and name call or to paint him as some jigaboo on a big poster. All you have to do is say he is not doing what he said he was going to do, and he's continuing to give money to corporate crooks just like George Bush did.
Well, that's my issue, is Republicans who like George Bush should love Obama. Continuing the Patriot Act, secret torture, new wars, banker bailouts, the insurance companies wrote the health care plan. I've pointed out it's not really socialism. It's just piracy.
Right.
It's robbery. But, you know, the Republican Party loves to play that thing. They're fighting socialism and they're against big government when we see the government grow just as fast under Republicans. So I agree with you there.
Strategic ambiguity. That's what it is.
Strategic ambiguity. That's a good term. Yeah, where you never really get them nailed down.
That's right, because if you just say he's a socialist, they get on this whole big bandwagon, therefore you put them right back into that Republican tent, and that's when you got them, and they're going again in the Republican sphere and putting another Republican in office so they can continue this farce that we're seeing over and over again. It's just recycling.
Good point. Ivan in Texas, you're on the air with Rob Rudding. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing good. Thank you.
Hey, I woke up a long time ago back when I was in high school. I stopped believing in the whole Republican-Democrat thing, and I realized that what it was really all about was just a Hegelian system. It's the state is supreme, and the individual really has no rights. The individual only exists in certain states. And,
they only let you exist in your group, and then your group's got a government-anointed leader who gets the airtime, who gets put on the news, and then that leader makes it all about your group instead about your rights as a human.
Yeah, exactly. It's collectivism. And all I wanted to say is I basically called because that the caller you had on earlier, he said that all the people you see working are all Mexicans. Well, the only reason that is because they're willing to settle for lower wages. As more of them come in and take up more of the jobs, it's going to lower wages for everybody. And, you know, if it keeps going the way it's going, eventually the economy is going to collapse and everybody's going to be poor. And that's the reason why Americans are trying to fix our country, which is what the Mexicans should be doing. They should be going back to Mexico and fix their country.
Well, that's another issue. The U.S. is used as a steam valve for revolution, for crime. Mexico needs to become free. If it was given a true private property free market system, it would be just as wealthy as the United States, perhaps more so. And, you know, that's the issue is they want to get out of Mexico. They want to say this is Mexico. But then they don't want to embrace America, a lot of them. And, you know, that guy said, well, I'm all for America, but, you know, he thinks the film Machete's great, but he hadn't seen the film. Well, I've read the script, and I've talked to filmmakers that have seen the film now, and I have, you know, it's worse than I can even describe. Comments on what Ivan was just saying, Mr. Redding?
Well, I agree with him, and I agree with you again. You know, it's disturbing anytime you have anybody that's trying to stoke emotion, stoke fear, and that's what it sounds like this movie is doing. There are enough issues that are real, true race issues in this country that we should be concerned about. I don't believe people being here illegally and defending, quote unquote, their rights when they have none under our Constitution. How could they? They're not here legally. We should be concerned about them.
Absolutely. Very well said. I mean, it's simple. I mean, it's like special rights for these people.
Yeah. If someone said to me the other day, the Constitution said, I was like, why are you talking about the Constitution? These folks don't fall under it. They're not American citizens.
Meanwhile, the Congress is trying to take the rights of citizens. If they think you might be a terrorist, you don't get due process and can be disappeared. But nobody's worried about that. Or naked body scanners for all Americans, whether you're, you know, babies or whatever color they are, they're going to be put through naked body scanners.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. This whole scanning and watching individuals and being able to see their entire body, what's under their clothing, it's lewd. It's and they're talking about, well, nobody's going to see these images. Well, they are going to see these images, and they can archive these images. They're lying through their teeth, and I don't know who they think they're fooling, and that's why you're one of the most dangerous voices in America, and that's the reason why I put you on KMLB, because you're telling the truth, Alex, and I'm telling you, people are starting to wake up. Keep doing what you're doing. You're going to see more stations at your show.
Well, thank you. God bless you. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. You're on the air with Rob Rudding. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? Reagan and Bush are, you know, when they were in office, they had some rich friends, owned Walmart, big corporations, big factories. They wanted Mexican labor.
Oh, yeah.
They let it happen. And let me tell you something. Our politicians have sold us out as a country, as a people, for the lust of greed, to satisfy their selfish power lust to rule and control the earth. Our forefathers sacrificed our liability and our freedom was in vain due because of these monsters that are the Bilderbergs and the politicians who obey them. The present day politicians do not want to recognize the Constitution. They pretend, you know, it's just toilet paper. I bet bottom dollar your show is monitored by the CIA and other government agencies for pointing out all this. The head of the, you know, snake, the evil, that wants to inflict tyranny on us is the Bilderberg members.
I hear you, Joe. Good points. More straight ahead with Rob Redding. Stay with us.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Rob Redding is our guest, RedingNewsReview.com. Really appreciate him joining us today, syndicated radio broadcaster. Look, when I saw the machete trailer, when I see these students getting up and professors saying, aha, we're going to get the gringos, they're scum, I know that's not the majority of Hispanics. Listen to all the Hispanic callers. I go to have events here in Austin or places or L.A., and half the people are Hispanic.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to be fighting with people. I'm sick of it. And you know, the Democratic Party was for slavery at the time it was there. Then they were the party that fought it, and that's good later, segregation and all that. And now, most of the time, they're just invoking it politically to go after their enemies, but so are the Republicans with, ads they run about convicts and things. Mm-hmm. Rob, do you see us coming out of this, or do you see it getting worse?
I see us cut. Well, first of all, Barack Obama scared the hell out of me, and he still does. And when he was elected, people said, oh, great, you know, because people had already started to get so disillusioned with George Bush and government. And I thought that was a great thing. Not government, but politics and partisans. And I talk about this in my book, Hired Hatred. The point is this. When I saw Barack Obama, this charismatic black guy, come up through the ranks, I was completely infuriated. And the reason why is because he's been able to corral people back into identity politics, back into the Democratic fold, and it starts all over again. I am looking for an implosion in political parties, looking for the fact that we need to get back to good government. We need to understand what George Washington said a long time ago when he was the first president, that political parties are divisive. We've divided ourselves within race. We've divided ourselves within family, husband against wife, son against brother. It's just one of those things, you know, father against son. It's one of those things where we have to get back to good government. And what Barack Obama has done is set us back and put us back under this tent. And now we're starting to see a division where the Republicans are playing race politics against him. It's just it's an ongoing cycle. So for us to answer the question, to get out of this, we have to have more shows like yours, more shows like mine that expose these people for what they are. They are playing us against each other. And until we recognize that, until we stop it, will we ever come out of this? We have to get back to good government. We have to get back to policymaking and calling a spade a spade. If these people are here illegally, let's deal with that. But let's not pat somebody on the back that's done wrong and say, you're right. You're wrong as hell. The truth is the truth. That's the one thing that I agree with you on. You've said over and over on this show, I am for the truth. And that's what I believe. The same thing you do.
Well, I apologize to all the other callers that we don't have time to get to, but Dan in Virginia and many others should be able to get back on live tomorrow on the Friday edition. And we appreciate our guest, Rob Redding of Redding Review. Tell us about your website a little bit.
Redding News Review is a website I started 8 years ago back in Atlanta when I did my talk show, because people were literally upset with me for reading the Atlanta Journal and Constitution. They called it the Atlanta Urinal and Constipation. So I started Redding News Review, and it's been online. It'll be 9 years old in March. The show is named after it, Redding News Review, the show, which is heard on GCN and on XM and other stations across the country on Sundays from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Well, you've got a great broadcast. You ought to do 5 days a week.
And I would love to.
It was great being on with you. I look forward to coming on your show.
Oh, I'd love to have you on this Sunday.
Absolutely. This Sunday I'll be on talking about a host of issues with all the perverts and stuff in the Republican Party and how they're being sexually blackmailed. We'll be talking about that and more on your show this Sunday. Rob Redding, great having you here.
Thank you, and congratulations to you again on Radio Inc.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Well, that's it for this broadcast. Great job to the crew. And I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the economy and on these brain-eating vaccines and so much more. Have some very informative guests joining us as well. Great job to the crew. I want to thank all the listeners and supporters out there. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts now.